If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I know what you're asking yourself. The answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon.
I don't want anything to do with your wiener.
Balls. Balls.
Cojones.
Balls. Balls.
Cojones.
Vagina. Vagina.
Balls.
Cojones. Cojones.
I want to be kicked in the balls.
Balls.
Would you like to touch my penis?
Penis.
I want to be kicked in the balls.
My balls are no longer proportionate to my wang.
Vagina.
Balls.
And now,
I happen to have a position available on my penis.
Our feature presentation.
Okay.
All right, then.
Someone's got a theme going.
No?
No?
No theme?
Nothing? Oh, okay.
No,
just
I'm
random.
Just asking. No? No good?
No, good.
I enjoyed it very much.
Might be my favorite ever.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we've had a rash of new body parts lately that we've added to the collection, so I thought it was time to air them out a little bit.
You should always air them out.
Rash, air it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday, the 4th of March. Kapow, pow.
The following does not apply to Dave the King of Mexico because he skews every conversation that you have about sleep. But there was a lot on the news yesterday about this new survey from the National Sleep Foundation. I don't know if you guys saw this or not.
Did not.
But it's always interesting to kind of see what what the rest of Americans are doing. Everybody knows what their schedule is and what their friends and family are like. But but it's interesting to kind of see the big picture sometimes. For instance, we spend an average of 9.5 hours a day at work. 4.5 hours each week doing additional work from home. Almost 30% say they've nodded off on the job. By the way, that's higher here at K-Rock, isn't
it? Yeah, you're right. Dave throws that way off. He sleeps through his whole job.
63% say they're likely to accept their sleepiness and keep going. I don't know what the option is.
Laying down and dying.
Nearly 40% of people report nodding off or falling asleep while driving.
Oh,
40%.
That's a little scary, right?
Wow.
14% have missed family events, work functions, and leisure activities because of being too sleepy. Almost 1 in 4 of those questioned admitted doing job-related work in the hour before going to bed at least a few nights a week. 20% say they're having less sex than before because they're too tired.
This is very sad.
What are they suggesting people do? Sleep?
Yeah.
Sleep more. Yeah, sleep
okay.
more.
All right.
Sleep more.
Couple more. Average amount of sleep on weeknights for Americans. What do you guys think it is?
6 hours.
5.
4.5.
6 hours is correct.
Thank
Kevin.
You.
Yeah, that's the average amount of 6 hours. And here's my favorite. And this is what I guess I was a little bit surprised by this. Average bedtime for Americans. In case you're wondering what time most people go to bed, 10:53 p.m. is the average bedtime. Average wake up time, 2 minutes from right now, 5:35 a.m. is the average wake up time.
I didn't know that. That seems earlier than I would have thought.
I mean, I remember a few years ago when I heard that half of Americans get up before 6 a.m. But 5:35 a.m. is the average wake-up time. Hmm. So it's just crazy early.
It's not so bad.
Well, I think it's because of commute times, a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you have to get out an hour and a half early, depending on where you're driving.
I think the perfect deal is you go to bed at 7:30 and get up at 7:30. I think that's the schedule to shoot for.
So 12 hours of sleep.
12 hours each night. That's my preference.
Don't laugh, but I have done that on the weekends.
The only problem
is... It's easy for me to sleep 12 hours.
Is it?
Yeah.
The only problem is going to bed at 7:30. That's, that's still afternoon. That's not even evening yet.
Well, seems like night to me.
That's crazy.
That was a really interesting study, and I'm glad Bean brought that up. But the most important thing I learned from that is that the clock here at K-Rock is an hour off.
That's what I just noticed, too.
I would never have noticed that.
Bean said it's 2 minutes from now, and I looked up, and it said 6:34. And this is the gigantic block numbers that tells us what time it is that we can't set, according to our engineer.
We didn't have a time change.
Changes this weekend, though, but it's not till Sunday. Is somebody working ahead a little bit?
I doubt it. I mean, it's K-Rock,
on
dude.
On Tuesday? That's way ahead.
I mean, there's nobody that even thinks of that on, say, Friday.
That doesn't make any sense.
But our engineer, Scott Mason, will come in here and tell us, can't set that clock.
Yes, he will.
And we would say, we've never heard of a clock you can't set. Can't you set every clock ever? I mean, even those atomic clocks, they set themselves accurately. This one's supposed to set itself, but doesn't.
That's awesome.
It'll be an hour off all week.
Now, how many times today will you say the wrong time because of that clock? Because that's your primary clock you use for the time, right?
Probably everyone. Probably okay. Every time.
Fantastic.
So 6:35 now on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Wow, this show is flying on by.
Isn't it? Seems like we just started like 5 minutes ago.
I know.
Really weird.
I love that. That's great.
Well, we need to start doing something louder and more obnoxious right at 5:35 every day just for those many, many people that's alarms are going off.
Okay. All right. That's a good tip.
Sure.
Lightning, why doesn't that clock work? How come Scott Mason says you can't set that clock? I mean, really?
There's a computer system in the back room. I'll take a look.
All right. Lightning will just go fix it. Scott will tell us for 6 months, no can do.
The head engineer?
Nothing you can do about
can't
that.
Can't do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do about it. And then Lightning will just go tweak something and it'll go, oh, all right, there you go. Oh, well, I was wrong. What's happening, everybody? Lisa, good night.
Yeah, real good night.
Bean?
Yeah, fine. I watched the first hour. I couldn't stay up late enough to watch the whole thing, but I watched the first hour of the special on the royal family last night. Enjoyed that very much.
Put you to sleep, did it?
No, it was great. It was fascinating. Boy, there's a lot of people involved in running that that schedule. And I'm sure it would be very similar if you were to do the same special on the White House, on how the state functions are put together and all the, you know, the people who work in the kitchens and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just an enormous undertaking. So much detail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So much protocol.
But the payoff, well worth it. Oh, wait. No, not at all.
I got to tell you, people to a man – so happy to meet the Queen. I mean, you know, when she does her little receptions or when you go down to the Buckingham Palace to get knighted or something like that, people are just so nervous or just so tingly over being in the same room as her. I mean, it's really kind of interesting to see one right after another.
Well, aren't they partly nervous because they have all this protocol you have to follow? That would make anyone nervous.
You can't look in her left eye, but her right eye is acceptable.
Exactly.
And you have to back out of the room because she'll stab you in the back.
Just like any of us, if we were going to some sort of fancy function and we were afraid of screwing it up, you know, I'm sure that's definitely part of it. But part of it is this is someone they've grown up with. It's an iconic woman that they're going to be in the same room with and shake hands and meet and everything. And I think it makes anyone nervous. But, it was a fascinating show. Like I said, I only saw the first hour, but I'm looking forward to going back to part two today.
That'll help with your whole sleep survey, dude. Watch that a little bit every night before you go to bed.
I thought it was fascinating.
12 hours. Nod right off. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
We are going to talk about the Los Angeles Marathon.
Oh!
And,
it is interesting that every year more and more people get on board hating the marathon. Most people just didn't used to care, but now people actively and avidly are protesting the marathon. They hate it so much.
They made a very unique decision this past Sunday to run the marathon only around Staples Center and only when the Lakers were playing Dallas. That's it.
Does anyone talk to anyone? I mean, couldn't they have scheduled the game later or something? It just seems like ridiculous that they would have the marathon run right by the game.
I can't answer that.
Why schedule the game later? Why not schedule the marathon later?
No,
why should the game have to move?
It gets hot. It gets too
hot. So?
It was 12 in the afternoon.
You don't know what the temperature is going to be on any given day. So they have, in fact, what they should have done is probably done it earlier.
Earlier, yeah.
What they should do it is do it at 2 a.m. is what they should do.
That's
what time the marathon ought to be.
Yeah.
Think about it.
But
it would be cooler and more convenient for the city.
Think of all the lighting you'd have to put up. That's ridiculous.
Forget lighting. That's part of it. You got to be able to
run in the dark.
Yeah.
Miner's helmet.
Feel your way through. That's how you do it.
All the canyons would disappear.
You sure couldn't show it on TV.
And that would give somebody else a chance to win every once in a while. But they also knew the basketball game was going. Why don't you just, not go right by
Why don't they just
Staples.
Talk to each other and figure this out?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's too hard.
I guarantee you, if we were to ask, and we won't, we'd rather speculate, they'll say that they did, and they decided that it was not enough of a conflict that it was worth changing it, that they thought both sides would be able to accomplish what they were trying to do at that time at that place.
Well, we'll touch on this later, but they definitely did talk to each other because I got a letter in the mail a month ago warning me about parking and you know, during the marathon with the Laker game.
So you got to take a whole different route.
Yeah. I had to take a Cessna from John Wayne Airport into a shuttle. It was, F.
Maybe you should have just run in the marathon, Mike, and then just jumped out once you got to Staples Center.
There's the thought.
That's a lot of work to get past a marathon to run 20 miles. Just to...
Which is what we almost had to do until my father rightfully stepped in as a great American.
Yeah, Psycho Mike's dad almost threw down. So that's when you know times are good. We're also going to talk to Sustainable Dave today.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Really?
Getting that up.
Wait a minute. How is that interesting?
Sustainable Dave, not throwing anything out. He's keeping every bit of trash in his basement, and I want to hear him buckle. I want to hear him say, you know what? You're right. This was dumb. But I don't know if we're going to get that today. We are going to give
but
you...
maybe next month when we talk to him, right?
Exactly. We are going to have a new game for our K-Rock iTunes promotion where we're giving you 106.7 free songs.
Great. Right. A new game.
Another chance for you to
awesome.
Earn that.
All right.
We've got a very, very good record with our new games.
Yes, we do.
Thanks for that info, Bean, on the program.
Oh, I don't know that. Come on.
Yeah, it's time.
I've given you nothing, man. I've been so tight-lipped in the last few months.
Yep, that's you. So tight-lipped.
I share
just rambled
nothing.
On about the Queen for 5 minutes.
I think Wally is a good name for a dog.
Well, it is. You can't argue with that. Come on.
I think my point is no one was talking about dogs or names for dogs. That's maybe,
however, there's going to come a time where you're going to get a dog and you're going to go, what should I? Hey, you know what?
Nope.
Wally.
Mm-mm. No. Pretty sure that's not going to happen. We are going to talk to the actor Michael Emerson, who plays Ben on Lost.
Ooh, creepy.
He's the lead other. Well, maybe not the lead besides the ghost guy in the rocking chair, Jacob, but he seems to be the lead guy for the others.
He was very popular on this show back in the first season, and now he's part of the ensemble cast of 400. But I think you'd recognize him if you saw him.
Also on today's show, we're going to give you some highlights of Cooking with Coolio, which is very hard to imagine that it's true. I mean, it sounds like a joke, like somebody put together what it would be like if a rapper that was concerned with his street cred put together a cooking show. But
you saw that we heard from the producers of Cooking with Coolio. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. No. What'd they say?
They're saying they'd love to come on and talk about the show. We can talk to Coolio if we want.
Mm.
But, Cooking with Coolio. Apparently, it's an ongoing concern. Apparently, it was not a one-time deal. Apparently, there's a new episode coming soon.
Oh, that's such great news, because what am I going to do if I don't know how to...
Well, now that we've made a salad, maybe he's got a nice fish.
A salad that'll make your panties come off.
That's right.
That's what I hear.
And also, citizens' arrests. How do you do that? I'm fascinated by this, that one citizen can arrest another.
I've only ever seen it on TV.
We've had several stories that involve it. We've taken calls a couple of times over the years, but we want to figure this out because it looks like Steve-O got arrested by a citizen. His next-door neighbor, apparently, he was, Steve-O was pounding holes in the wall or something. Not sure with what.
Yeah.
And a neighbor came over and made a citizen's arrest, waited for the LAPD.
Wow. Awesome.
So that's good times right there.
Sit on him? What do you do?
I don't think you would have to with Steve-O.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True. Yeah.
Just position him where you want him to be for the next 12 hours. And that's all you need to do. So that's coming up this morning as well. Right now, let's take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat. That's next.
And now, a moment with Ralph.
Like working on a really good farm. Every day there's fresh crops. You go out there and you just harvest the bountiful earth products.
That was a moment with Ralph.
I stand by that.
Yeah.
What do you grow in on a farm but earth products?
That is true.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's where they come from, right? They're products of the earth.
Technically, that's correct.
Well, then jump back.
It's 5:51 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Kevin, were you in some sort of a meeting where they came up with this, the K-Rock Amtrak Coachella Express? Have you heard about this?
I've heard of it. I wasn't in the meeting. No, woo-hoo! I try to avoid meetings.
Apparently, lots of details available at krock.com, and keep listening for a chance to win 3-day passes, 4-night camping passes with your gear completely set up on board the train to Coachella, which, as you know, is coming up at the end of April. More details on the way and a chance to qualify. First, 5:51. Ralph's here on a Tuesday morning with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
And a chance to see Jack Johnson in Tunisia. Amongst the sand dunes.
You get a camel, and
then a Bedouin leads you to the special place where it's happening, and you drink from the blood of a snake.
That's how it works.
Yeah. I think it's just Indio. I think it's just right
same
there.
Same
California
thing.
California, like usual.
Same thing. Indio, Tunisia. Same thing.
You gotta have the marathon in Indio. That's the solution to all of our problems, by the way.
That would be a great idea. You guys hit it. I heard you talking this morning. Have the freaking marathon from midnight to 7 a.m. or whatever it is.
Yes,
right
why
in the
not?
Middle of the night.
They can put it on the freeways if they want.
Yeah, absolutely. Inconvenience no one. Everyone's happy.
Great. And as Lisa pointed out, if her concern is for the runners, much cooler, much more comfortable.
Perfect.
True.
Why don't people ask us? We have a lot of the answers.
And you give everyone those sneakers the kids wear that light up when you step, when you bounce on them, boink, 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 and everybody just follow each other's feet.
Good.
Be magic. They don't tell us nothing. Or ask us anything, for that matter. This is a great story. Glamour magazine. I'm sure you all subscribe.
Sure.
Did an interview with Simon Cowell of American Idol fame. And he told them that he turned down a $2 million payday to do a commercial.
Yeah.
Now, he may have turned it down because it was for Viagra.
Yeah.
Ah.
That doesn't surprise
But he claims it wasn't because of the product. He says it's because it was too little money.
$2 million is too little?
It was an effing insult, he said.
Oh, for God's sake.
$2 million for a little endorsement. I don't know how long they wanted him to endorse it for, but it still seems like a pretty good deal.
If it was any other product, you think he would have balked?
If he had a sense of humor, don't you think he would have done it? Wouldn't have been great.
Yeah.
That erection was horrible. That was the softest erection I've ever experienced. He could just critique his own erections. It was ghastly. It was hideous.
I just think he probably didn't want to hear Ryan making fun of it three nights a week for the rest of his life.
I mean, Ryan would love it.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's true.
That's how it works.
Creepy. Do you know Benji Madden and Paris Hilton are dating?
No.
Yeah, they've been going out for a couple weeks now. Dude goes from Sophia Monk to Paris Hilton. Talk about a step down.
That is a step down.
Apparently, Sophia is fed up about hearing about it already. It's only been a couple of weeks, but she's already said that she doesn't really want to hear people coming up to her asking her any more questions about Paris Hilton and her ex. So if you see Sophia Monk, don't bring it up. Please.
You might get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
It's going to be ugly the next time Paris and Nicole have another falling out, if they're dating and, you know, Nicole, of course, is married to the brothers.
Yes.
It's going to cause family strife.
Make for an awkward Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Prince is getting a hip replacement.
What?
Yeah. You know you're getting old when Prince is going in for old people surgery.
Yeah.
Apparently at 49 years old now, Prince can't get around too well.
Too much dancing?
Too many high heels.
Yeah.
People speculate that maybe that'd be part of the problem. He wears nothing but high heels all the time. In fact, he's had custom high heel bedroom slippers made that he wears to bed.
Shut up! Are you kidding?
He doesn't wear high heels to bed.
He wears custom-made high-heeled bedroom slippers that he wears to bed because he's so self-conscious about his height. When he's with the ladies, he wants to come out of the bathroom and walk towards the bed and seem to be the same height
in high
used
heels.
To seeing him.
So
he deserves a hip replacement then.
He's been in pain for so long, he's finally broke down and he's going to have the surgery.
Wow. How tall do you guys think he is? Is he 5'4" or something?
No, not 5'4".
5'2",
5'1".
Really
short.
Oh, my God.
Exceedingly. You look at him and you go, wow, that's a mini version of Prince, but it's really him.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, doctors say they're going to have to put a cone around his head so that he won't gnaw at his stitches. That's how little he is.
He's a little guy.
Roughly the size
He's
of
He's not a big performer, is what I'm saying.
I see.
In the pantheon of excellent guitarists, he is short of stature.
That's correct.
That's what I'm getting at.
You have to be careful with those cones, though. He may not be able to get in and out the doggy door.
That's true. That might be difficult. Hayden Panettiere is talking about her split. With Stephen Colletti.
Oh, talking about her what?
With her split, her breakup.
Split, I'm sorry.
With Stephen Colletti of Laguna Beach last year. Finally talking about it openly with 17 magazine. She said the reason they didn't work out is because she needed her space. She needed to make space for Milo Ventimiglia.
Yeah, thinking.
That's what kind of space she needed.
I definitely feel empowered by being 18, by being able to call myself an adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Us too, by the way. Us too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still going to call you a little girl, though, okay? Is that all right, even though you're an adult?
Is that all right?
You all right?
The game's in jail.
What?
The game.
I just saw him.
Sorry, he's in jail.
When did you just see him?
Lake Show.
Didn't really help him much, did you?
Yeah.
When did you see him?
Friday Sunday? Night.
Oh, Friday night.
Oh, he reported to Twin Towers on Sunday. So why don't you shut the F up?
I'm sorry, dude. It's a game, bro. Representing the whole West Coast.
It's nothing to do with you being wrong.
No.
He had to serve a 60-day sentence. He went in Sunday to serve his 60 days. He pleaded no contest to pulling out a gun during a pickup basketball game on a schoolyard in February of last year.
Cojones. Wow.
You can't just let people run over you on the court, Ralph.
Yeah, but do you have to pull out a gat?
That's considered strong defense.
He's playing
strong D right there.
He's playing ball with a gun.
It's a pickup game, too, on a schoolyard. Yo, 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 yo. All of a sudden, you got a barrel in your face. He will do all of his time in an isolated cell away from the prison's general population. What's the matter? Game not tough enough to be in GP?
He's a fag.
I don't think that's true.
Watch it.
And speaking of courtroom dramas, TMZ.com, our favorite entertainment news website, is reporting that our pal Scott Weiland will be in court tomorrow.
Yeah.
His lawyer says Scott just wrapped a 28-day stint in a treatment facility and is doing well, in quotes. He was arrested last November and booked for driving under the influence of drugs, so he's got to face the music, and that will be tomorrow that'll be happening, so we'll keep you posted on all the details of Scott's legal drama.
He may need some help from Scientology if he's finally going to beat his alcohol addiction.
It's the last thing he needs. Today's celebrity birthdays. I got a list of like 900 people here. Not one of them is really worth talking about.
Not one?
Well, we got Evan Dando from Lemonheads. He's 41.
Wow. That's...
Steven Weber. Steven Weber from Wings and from... Studio 60 on the Sunset
He's
Strip.
Awesome.
And now he's on Brothers and Sisters.
Oh, Lisa with the Brothers and Sisters!
Lisa, it's not funny. You made up a show a year ago. You can't try to keep the bit alive by throwing it in every once in a while.
He's on the show.
Stupid Lisa!
There's no show.
Stephen Webb is 47 years old today. Patricia Heaton, you remember her from Everybody Loves Raymond?
Sure. Uh-huh.
Now she's on that show with Frasier that nobody's watching.
Yep.
I like that show, by the way.
I'm sure you do.
I do.
Because it is devoid of humor. There's no danger of having fun while you watch it.
I can't say that I watch it religiously, but I have seen it a couple of times, and it's. I mean, you know, Kelsey Grammer is a terrific comic actor. He's always fun to watch.
He is. And she's a talented actress.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hot.
Yet
and it's
the
just
show
a typical
itself,
sitcom.
Yes, leaves much to be desired.
Okay.
She's 50 years old today. And Catherine O'Hara, talk about your funny ladies. She, of course, appears in all those Christopher Guest movies. Very talented. She is 54 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
First, we're visiting, what do we got, the celebrity death pool? Is that what we're talking about?
No.
What are we doing?
No. We're talking about citizen's arrest, though. And we are talking about...
Well, Steve-O. Yeah.
Steve-O, yeah.
So I'm really more caught up in my own little world of narcotics and alcohol.
MTV prankster Steve-O has been arrested for investigation of vandalism and investigation of possessing a controlled substance.
You don't know.
Police arrested the Jackass star in his Hollywood home Monday morning.
I just sit in my house just piling all the narcotics into my body that I possibly can, namely ketamine, nitrous oxide, PCP, cocaine, you know. And I just get all kinds of results.
Police say a neighbor made a citizen's arrest following a dispute over a fence. Steve-O was also booked for an outstanding traffic warrant.
What does he mean by I get all sorts of results?
I get all sorts of results. He's happy.
Meaning he gets effed up if he takes enough drugs. I mean, those are the results he's talking about, right?
Yeah, but all kinds of different effed up.
Look, we got two things going on here. One is, Steve-O, God bless you. We love you. We consider you a friend. Please pace yourself. Please maybe spread out some of what you're doing over the course of decades rather than minutes.
Don't
okay?
you get if the idea that pacing that. Yourself is not a, a concept that he understands?
That's not
no,
at
it's
all.
A very not foreign a concept bit. To our friend Steve-O. And secondly, the citizen's arrest is what's fascinating about this story. Look, we'd barely bring it up if it was just Steve-O getting arrested again. Okay, that's not even news anymore. But the fact that one of his neighbors stopped him from beating holes in the wall and sat on him or did something until the police arrived, maybe dangled a bong in front of him to keep him in the room. I don't know what he did. But the citizen's arrest. Kevin and I were talking about this off the air yesterday. Have you ever been in a situation where you've seen a crime go down and you've thought, I'm the guy who's going to apprehend the perp. I'm the dude who's going to hang on to this guy until the police get here.
No, and if anyone came up to me and said, I'm making a citizen's arrest, I would say, F you, and just walk off.
I don't know. What can they do?
I don't understand this whole thing.
Well, we wanted to find out what the deal is. Unfortunately, we do have a guy we know who's smart, and he is Stefan Sachs, the attorney to the stars from Sachs and Sachs. Please go to SachsandSachs.com. Good morning, Stefan. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, my friend.
Hey, good Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
It's always a pleasure. Seems like it's been a long time since we talked to you, but when we heard about the citizen's arrest, we said, we got to find out from somebody who knows if, obviously it's legal, we hear about it, but what's the deal with it?
Well, basically, a citizen, you know, just your average Joe on the street, if they witness a crime get committed and they don't feel that the cops are going to come quick enough or they just want to, you know, take things into their own hands, they basically have the same right to make an arrest just like a police officer.
They can't have the same right, do they?
Basically, if they see a crime get committed in their presence, they can stop you.
How do they stop you?
Like, yeah, how far can they go?
What can they do to hold you?
Well, the thing is, technically, they can. If you try to resist, they can actually, you know, like you try to run or you throw a punch or something. The citizen trying to make that arrest can use some force to restrain you. The thing is, most citizens don't have the badge, they don't have the gun, and they don't have the right attitude generally, so they're not going to take the same actions that a police officer would. But
they're like, if a guy's trying to make a citizen arrest on me and I punch him,
he can punch you back and hold you down and tackle you until the police come.
But then can't you sue him?
Well, that's part of the reason why people don't like to get involved, because if you make a mistake, maybe you weren't allowed to arrest the guy, maybe the guy didn't commit a crime, you know, you're just a renegade and you're moving too quick, you could get sued for false imprisonment, false arrest. If there's some force, you could get sued for battery. You could even get charged with a crime yourself. So,
wow.
So there is some danger in being the citizen who tries to make the citizen's arrest happen, but Are there certain classes of crimes where you're allowed to use a citizen's arrest and others you can't? Like, for instance, if I'm out in front of K-Rock and I see someone jaywalking, well, clearly I can't run out and grab them and hang on to them and call the police, right?
No.
Although I'd like to see that.
Basically, if it's something that a police officer could arrest you for,
right,
as a general rule, you know, a battery, a theft, things like that, you could arrest someone. If there's two classes of crimes in California that are relevant, felonies and misdemeanors.
Right.
Felonies, the big stuff, you go to prison, pretty ugly. Misdemeanors, you go to jail, it's still pretty bad. But to arrest someone for a serious charge like a felony, it has to be committed in your presence.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or you have to have reasonable cause to believe that it's happened.
Do you have any idea of the statistics of how many of these are done each, I don't know, month, year? Citizens arrest? It doesn't sound like they almost ever happen.
Well, it happens more frequently than you think, but it's still obviously the minority arrest. The vast majority are your typical cops, handcuffs, end of story. But where the police utilize the citizen's arrest is, police officers can't arrest you for a misdemeanor if they didn't see it happen generally.
Okay.
Right.
So, and a lot of times it's committed in front of, you know, maybe a liquor store owner where you were shoplifting or a department store, things like that. So in order to arrest you, the citizen detains you.
I got
and
you.
Then the cop comes out and they say, look, we didn't see it happen. We can't arrest him, but you can do a citizen's arrest.
Gotcha.
They have this you fill out the form, and then they take you into custody after that.
That's Attorney Stephen Sachs you're hearing on the phone from SachsandSachs.com. Sachs & Sachs is the law firm. You know, the one scenario that I can see this being more common than others, Stephen, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, is let's say a guy breaks into my house and there's some sort of a scuffle and I end up winning. I know that seems unlikely.
Please.
But I can see holding on to that guy, you know, shoving him in a closet and putting the couch in front of the closet or something like that, and imprisoning him in order to prevent him from leaving after trying to break into my house and then calling the police and having them come and take the guy away. I imagine, you know, if somebody's in your house, that's something that would be probably fairly common, I would think. If you could hold the guy, you would.
Well, you can definitely hold him. In that situation, you don't even actually have to do a citizen's arrest, because on the felony, when the cops come out, there's all sorts of other exceptions that allow a police officer to still arrest you in that situation without having to go the citizen's arrest route.
Ah, I got you.
Okay. Last question, Stephen, and that is there any requirement to say, I'm making a citizen's arrest? Do you have to make your intentions known, or is that a technicality that's not necessary?
No, you do have to definitely give some sort of notice that that's what you're effectuating, because if you don't...
It's just a beatdown.
Exactly. So you've got to give someone notice, hey, I'm doing a citizen's arrest, so that they can, you know, not resist at that point.
I feel like I could, I'm going to make an arrest today. I'm going to look
you
around
should.
Today.
You
I'm
totally
gonna,
should.
That's going to be my goal, is I'm going to have a quota of one per day that I'm just going to try and arrest for the fun of it.
You got to give them my card when you do it.
Okay. All right. Then you can
wait,
sue me.
Give them your card, not Kevin. Good call.
Excellent.
All right, Stefan, we always we come to you because we know you've got the answers, and we appreciate you being on the Kevin and Bean Show again today.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad I could help, guys.
Thank you, man.
You bet. Thank
have
you
a good
much.
Day.
All right, let's take calls from people who have made citizens' arrests or people who have had citizens arrest you.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Either
I love
way,
that.
Because it's not something that's even in my world. It's not like it comes up and I think, hey, I should make a citizen's arrest. No, I'm not going to do it now. It never occurs to me.
Well, how much crime do you actually witness, too?
That I'm doing or other people are doing?
That other people are doing.
Right. Sometimes I want to hold myself. Will in downtown Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Will.
You did a citizen's arrest?
I did in a Starbucks, actually, yeah.
Nice. What happened?
Well, I drink loads of coffee, so my coffee's pretty important to me. And I was in line, and this guy came in, you know, just a homeless guy. I thought he was coming in to ask me for some money. He came in and he walked over towards the counter, and then he just grabbed the tip jar. He got all excited, and he started he reached his hand and he grabbed all the money out of the tip jar, started running out. When he ran out, he bumped into me, dropped my coffee.
Oh,
Son of a bitch. As he ran out, I grabbed his hoodie, because he was wearing a hoodie, so I grabbed his hood. It threw him down on the ground, and then I just went onto his back with a knee and held him there. Coffee came.
Nice!
Yes.
Wow.
Come on.
Now, would you have done that had your coffee not spilled?
Oh yeah, definitely. No. Okay. It was loads of fun. Yeah, it was a good way to start the morning.
Sounds cool.
All right.
Plus, Will is awfully caffeinated, so he's got the energy for
true.
Stuff like that.
Exactly.
I would have thought I'm too tired.
Thank you, Will.
I can't chase that guy.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. We got a bunch of these on hold. We'll be right back. And to think we were a little worried we might not get enough calls.
I know.
Who are you people?
It's full.
Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock 639, talking about citizens' arrests.
1-800-520-1067. We're taking your calls. If you've been either the arrester or the arrestee, got some great ones on the phone. Why don't we try with, let's start with Elliot in Riverside. I imagine there's a lot of crime to be seen out there in Riverside. Let's find out how Elliot handled it. Good morning, Elliot. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What's your story?
What's up, guys?
Bust somebody for like a meth deal or something?
No, not even, man. I was out at the Hollywood Video getting ready to return some videos, and me and my buddy always do stupid stuff when we're driving, and I saw some guys, and I honked the horn really loud, and my buddy mooned them when we were driving through the video return thing, and the guy got super mad, and he came up to the car, and when we got to the car, he grabbed my buddy by his neck and was like, I'm placing you under citizen's arrest.
What?
For mooning?
My buddy threw him to the ground. He said, you know, back the F off me and blah, blah, blah. So we just got in the car and drove away. But
he tried to make a citizen's arrest because he showed him his ass.
Well, that and there was some genitalia that might have fallen out when the mooning happened.
Fallen
out of the car? Or
genitalia in your buddy's butt?
Wow. That's weird.
Your buddy has a weird butt.
I think the attorney that we were speaking with, our friend Stefan Sachs, a moment ago, was saying that it's really felonies more than misdemeanors that you should use the citizen's arrest. So maybe this one didn't really qualify.
Yeah, you think?
I think. But thanks for the call. That's exactly what you expect with the call from Riverside, by the way.
Let's go to Mike in Long Beach. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Citizen's arrest.
Yeah. I was at Hoagie Barmichael's in Orange County, of all places. I guess that's what I get for hanging out there. Anyway, two chicks were underage drinking, and I knew the bouncers and the owner of the place. I tried to assist with them, verbally, nothing physical. They were trying to get back in the club. I said, hey, why don't you go sit on your bus? They came in with a band. They're drinking a keg and stuff. All good times. Go back on the bus and, you know, hang out. Well, they decided to get crazy. One punched me in the head.
Nice.
And then called the cops and said, hey, this guy punched me in the stomach and told me to fellate him.
So basically they were lying to the police.
Right. They called the cops. Said what they said. The cops put me in the car. Had to spend the night in jail.
Wow.
So you were the one who ended up getting arrested that night.
I got arrested.
By drunk chicks.
That's
By fantastic. Drunk chicks.
You're
a hell of a dude.
Making up lies. They punch me in the head.
This is why you don't screw with women when they're trying to get their drink on. Now, that's just good advice.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Darlene, who is calling from Ontario. Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning, everyone.
You have two family members that were arrested by citizens?
No, they made a citizen's arrest. We were in Buena Park, and this guy was walking across the street, like, pretty slowly. Well, in order to avoid him, it caused a big accident. So we were on the other side, so when the guy realized what he did, he started running. So my dad and my brother, this guy ran past them, so they got out of the car, and they ran after him. And by the time I caught up to them, my dad had this guy on the floor, and my brother and him were on top of the guy, holding him like a cop or something.
Nice.
And so the cops got there. Come to find out, this guy was really, really drunk.
Really? What a surprise.
Yeah.
That alcohol would play any part of that.
And he wasn't even from here. He's from, like, England. He was going back the next day. He's like, "Then you're, I'm going back."
Your father and brother did the right thing.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
They do good work. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Peter, who has a unique way of arresting people in Manhattan Beach. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Lisa.
Hi, Peter.
Citizen's arrest.
So I was in Venice about 10 years ago, and there is this old lady. She's probably like 65, 70, and she's crossing the street. And this kid just comes up, you know, walking up behind her like nothing else. And they're right in front of my car. So the guy just punched the old lady in the head and took her purse.
Oh, no.
So I got out of the car to make sure she was okay, and I was kind of got annoyed. So then I looked to see where everyone was trying to chase this kid down, and he's a pretty fast little guy. And he'd gotten, like, down this long street. So I go in my truck, and I was following him down the street, and he ran in the school. So as I went around the school, I saw him running through the yard, and he couldn't see me. So when he turned to come out, I just tagged him with the front of my car, and I pushed him into some dumpsters, and then I just basically jumped on the guy until the cops showed up.
Wow.
There you go.
I think that's
there
probably good advice, is to run into them with your automobile.
Yes. And then when I went to court, like your lawyer guy was saying, because he was all banged up, they had to give me an attorney in case he pressed charges against me.
Yeah, you definitely take a risk when you get like that.
I had to sit for court in 2 days.
But this is a great example, and I'm really glad you called with this story, Peter, because Kevin's talking about how he can't imagine he'd ever get involved in a situation. But what if you were in Peter's shoes? What if you saw an old lady get hit in the head and mugged by some young punk in front of you? You're telling me you'd just drive on?
I probably would. I just have never seen – no, I'm not saying I would drive on, but I've just never been
I've
in
never
that position.
I've never seen that either, no.
I would probably –
I'm a fan of Steve-O, but I think the beating up old ladies kind of – you know,
of course.
That sucks.
Of course. I would have probably just pulled my weapon and said, "Freeze, mother!" Because I've always wanted to say those words. Thank you for the call, Peter.
Bye.
All right. Bye now. Let's see. Do we have any more that we need to take?
Yes, I think we close with Christina on line 8, I think, is the finale we've been waiting for.
All right. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
Citizen's arrest. How did you do it?
When I was in high school, I used to take the public transportation to and from school. And one day I was on the bus, and some guy whipped out and started masturbating in front of me.
On the bus?
Oh.
On the bus, and from the very back of the bus, and I went and told the bus driver, and they called the off-duty sheriffs, who are the security guards.
Right.
And the guy tried to take off running, and they brought him back and made me do a citizen's arrest on him.
Oh, so in that case, because you're the eyewitness, they came back to you, and they had to have you do it, or they had to let him go?
I guess so. I don't know. I was only 16 years old at the time.
Did they do a lineup?
No.
Okay. Number
number
3, step up with your penis in your hand, please. All right. Well, step back.
Stefan was telling us that if the police don't see it, right, they can't make the arrest.
Right.
So maybe that's why Christina had to do it, so that she would be the kind of person on the record who could verify that it happened. But how cool is it if you're the guy on the bus and then 16-year-old Christina starts approaching you?
Well, I guess
you're going to be thinking, yeah, this is going all right.
Thank God.
I guess until she, you know, arrests you, and then that's
so. How did you go about making the citizen's arrest? How did you talk to this guy?
I had to tell him is you're under arrest. That's all they made me say. He was already in the back of the cop car when I said it to him.
Oh, so basically they just need you to say those words.
Yes.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
All right, stop it, Rodney. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Christina.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, coming up just after the top of the hour, the actor that plays Ben, Michael Emerson from Lost.
Creepy. Yeah, don't trust that guy.
Just a bit.
He's going to lie to us. He's going to tell us one thing, and it's going to be false. It's going to be something else, because that's how he rolls.
You know what we should do? We should tie him up and put him in a room and beat him.
Good.
That works.
For like 2 years.
Because he's used to that.
Yes.
Because it happened about 9 times so far in this series. That's coming up on K-Rock at 6:55. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. And I just have this feeling today is going to be an especially good Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Hey, don't put that kind of pressure on me.
Yeah, no,
I make no guarantees.
I think it's going to be the best ever. I think you got some good stuff for us right now.
I've got an interesting story if you're an American Idol fan. It's so funny. I was watching last week with my wife. We were watching Guy's Night. And so we're watching the guys come out and perform, and we're like, gay, 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 as they come down. And this one guy, David Hernandez, came down and said, gay. I was like, he's not gay. I said, honey, he's so gay. I have better gaydar than you. He is not gay, she said.
Your wife said she has better gaydar, and the guy's not gay.
Well, story broke today that American Idol contestant David Hernandez was once a male stripper at a nightclub in Phoenix, Arizona, known as Dick's Cabaret.
Oh!
See, because it's named Dick's Cabaret.
A 24-year-old finalist worked at Dick's Cabaret, according to the owners there, and appeared fully nude and performed lap dances for the club's mostly male clientele.
Wow. How about
Balls.
That?
Manager Gordy Bryan said on Monday.
Now, let me ask you this, Ralph, as the former host of Sex U on the Kevin and Bean Show. That doesn't mean you're gay. It could just mean that's where the money is in doing that kind of work.
Does not
dude, right?
necessarily mean you're gay, no.
Okay.
But I guess everybody does love Dick.
But he wasn't performing in an all-male review for the Chippendales for the soccer mom bachelorette party set.
Yeah, there's a pretty high percentage chance that he's gay.
He's working down at Dick's Cabaret doing nude lap dances for the fellas.
Right, exactly.
If you're doing nude lap dances for the fellas,
yeah,
odds are you probably have no compunction about punction. You know what I'm saying?
No. You lost me there. Odds are he's gay?
What happens, that aside, what happens to Mr. Hernandez now? They can't be pleased over at American Idol headquarters.
They can't. Now,
can't have gay
what
people.
What happens? Here's the thing. Frenchie Davis, remember her? She was dismissed because she was on an adult website. They just booted her off the show.
Yeah, that seems stupid to me as well.
Photos on the internet, right.
However, Antonella Barba, she had nudie pics on the internet, but they were personal pictures that one of her friends posted.
Okay.
Wasn't a job, right?
Yeah, so they let her continue.
This is dumb.
However, hairdo guy with the wig, they booted him the week his scandal came out, coincidentally.
Just so happened.
We'll see what happens this week with David Hernandez from the White
Club. You mean you think they might rig the vote to just get rid of him?
No!
That's a pretty serious charge if you think they rigged the vote.
No, it just might be a coincidence that he leaves, that's all. He might be in the bottom, too.
It's a strange timing event.
Just could be.
I got you.
He is pretty good.
He's a good
singer. He's a pretty good singer. Yeah.
You know, they don't have photos of it. I wonder if that makes a difference.
Look, who hasn't done a little male nude dancing in their past, you know?
Everyone gets a little desperate in it.
Dick! Dick's Cabaret.
That's right.
Kevin, it's Glendale, Arizona. Didn't you used to frequent Dick's?
It's the White Swallow is where I
went. Oh, the White Swallow?
Yes.
I mean, you worked at the White Swallow.
Yes,
but didn't
exactly.
you used to go by Dick's on your after your shift?
I don't remember
didn't
that.
Didn't you pick up the phone and say, I'm looking for Dick, please?
No,
wasn't that you? Weren't you on the phone saying?
That was not me.
Oh, I thought that was you.
No.
Glendale!
Nope.
Is Dick there? I remember you saying, pick up the phone, just asking a lot of questions like that.
No? Don't have that.
Hey, Kevin, you don't think there should be any kind of a morals clause in these American Idol if you're really going after, 10-year-olds?
I don't watch the show.
If you're going after 10-year-olds, that's a whole other problem.
No, you know what I'm saying. I mean, you don't think it matters for the...
I'm not saying I disagree with you.
I'm just, you seem so disgusted that they care, and I'm just wondering if you...
I don't know if you think they shouldn't have this kind of standards for the people that are on the show. Church pastor idol. It's American Idol, so you can sing.
This guy wasn't a sexual predator. He wasn't arrested for rape or even solicitation or prostitution or anything. He's just dancing naked.
So then that seems ridiculous to me.
Yeah,
just like
it
did when the girl
got kicked
out.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, but nobody wanted to see those, by the way.
No kidding.
No.
Oh, I see. So that was the abuse?
That was a crime against nature right there.
Ooh, me so horny.
Yeah.
Keep your clothes on, Frenchie.
It's Kevin at Dick's Cabaret right there. Kevin's been going to Arizona a lot every weekend. That's all I know.
Interesting.
I was thinking he's visiting Dick's. Speaking
guy's got to earn a living.
American Idol, Simon Cowell says in a recent interview with Glamour magazine that he uses Botox.
Really?
What a surprise.
Yeah.
In his penis.
To me, Botox is no more unusual than toothpaste, he said.
Okay.
It works. You do it once a year. Who cares? He said. But the one thing he will not do is dye his hair. That's where he draws the line.
Oh, because that's so offensive.
Yeah. All right. So, whatever you say, Simon. Didn't we find he was also using Smell No More or something down there on
Notaro.
His...
Notaro.
Right. His maid found some Notaro in his top drawer or something. That did the news last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of things he's injecting into his body.
I mean, his head is in between my legs.
That's true, Ryan.
Having smelly genitals is a huge turnoff to women.
It sure is. The CW...
I have a dick.
The CW has just announced what shows they're going to be bringing back next season. Daily Variety says it's not as big an announcement as the fact is that there will be a next season on the CW, because that's a struggling network at best. But here are the shows that will be returning. America's Next Top Model will be back for its 11th and 12th edition.
God damn it.
Wow. Yeah. Is that the...
They've signed up two more.
Hosted by the devil?
Yeah.
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 There'll be a fourth season of Supernatural, which is a pretty entertaining show over there.
Okay.
What's that one about? What's Supernatural?
Supernatural, the two brothers who are trying to find out what happened to their dad, and they've got to hunt down all these supernatural activities that are going on.
Yeah, I don't know one thing about that.
They tend to be based on urban legends and stuff that turn out to be true, and those guys have to find out what's going on and stuff. Pretty interesting. It's like Reaper, but not funny.
Oh, okay.
If you can use that as a comparison. One Tree Hill will return for its sixth season. An eighth season of Smallville will be returning.
Smallville.
Balls. Seen Supergirl on Smallville?
No.
This new girl? Oh, man.
Huh?
And Gossip Girl will also be back.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dave.
Easy, Dave.
Dave's ready for that.
Gossip Girl. Dave is a 13-year-old girl.
Mike, in the studio, can't do the Dave voice faster than Dave got up and opened the door and said it himself.
And that's Dave.
I know.
He moves.
Well, he heard me talking about the story starting, and then he preps.
I'm just saying, I don't trust this dude.
Dude, he's going to lie to us. Doesn't matter what he tells us.
I don't trust him.
You know how he is, dude. Or he's just a very talented actor playing a Weasley character on the show. Let's wait and find out. Michael Emerson is our guest. The TV show, of course, is Lost Thursday nights at 9 on ABC for a while. Then it's moving to 10, I think. It's like, I think it's got a time change in our future.
Yeah.
What a surprise that Lost would make something confusing for us.
Yeah.
Good morning, Michael. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, my friend.
Good morning. It's good to be on K-Rock.
It's great to talk to you. You know, I remember you so well from your role on The Practice a few years ago, where I thought at that time, that's the creepiest dude I've ever seen in my life, yet you have managed to...
That was a scary, and yeah, that was a difficult character. And I think he's so much worse than the character I play now.
Oh, you don't know the half of the character you play now then.
You know what? That's a great point to start. And we've been lucky enough to have many of your colleagues from the TV show Lost on the air with us over the past couple of seasons. And of course, all of you get besieged by fans when you go out, and people always want to know stuff. But I imagine, especially with your character, you must get such a reaction from fans of the show when they see you in real life. It must be kind of weird for you.
It's a very particular kind of reaction, you know. People are delighted to be terrified by me.
They like to be scared.
You know, so they're smiling, but they're keeping their distance. You know, people are very polite with me and very formal.
Everybody else they treat with kid gloves, but they see you, they walk across the street the other side.
Yeah, sometimes they do.
Do you have the best role on...
People on the street, and just their eyes will get really big, but they won't break their stride or anything. They just keep going.
I hope you do the right thing and give them that stare. Do you have the best role on Lost?
I have one of the best roles on Lost, that's for sure. It's a compelling storyline, and the scenes I'm in are always scenes where they're really crackling, you know. Something is at stake, and there's usually a sense of danger.
Mm-hmm. As an actor, do you get tired of being dirty and beat up and bound and kicked and beaten, like week after week? Does that ever get tired? Do you ever wish once in a while that you'd show up and the script would say, Ben takes a relaxing steam bath?
Well, it was nice when I leaped into the future earlier this season.
Sure.
To be able to put on clean clothes and, you know,
have
my hair done nicely. That was, I have to say, that was pleasurable. But you stop. I mean, we just sort of have a uniform on the show, and the uniform is sort of rags and dirt, and it just feels natural after a while.
That's my uniform in real life as well. And I like that.
Now, Michael, when you're not working, you live in New York City, is that right?
Yeah, I'm in New York right now.
Okay. How have you adjusted to spending so much time in Hawaii? Is it great, or do you get a little bit of island fever and really miss the mainland?
It's a little bit of both. You know, it's so damn far from home. And you know, you have a life. So it's, you know, it makes it hard, you know, it's tricky to keep your marriage going and get together with friends and loved ones. So it's a mixed bag. It's a beautiful place to be, but I'm always ready to go home when I'm done shooting.
I would imagine that you have kind of bonded as a second family with all these people who work on Lost because you're all kind of going through the same experience at the same time.
It's true. We are united by the sort of strangeness of our enterprise. You know, half the cast I never see because half the characters on the show Ben has never had a scene with.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Isn't
yeah,
isn't that interesting?
So we get together socially, but many people I've yet to sort of really work with.
Wow, that's really interesting. Terry O'Quinn, who of course plays John Locke on the show, is one of our very favorite actors on television, and you get to do a lot of scenes with him. And I think we've got a clip from a recent episode, and this gives you a great idea of the dynamics between these two guys who are really fighting week after week for information.
Actually, I was hoping you would share, Ben. Seeing as you claim to have a spy on his ship, I feel for you, John.
You keep hitting dead ends. You couldn't find the cabin. You can't make contact with Jacob. You're so desperate to figure out what to do next. You're even asking me for help. So here we are, just like old times. Except I'm locked in a different room. And you're more lost than you ever were.
Nice. Nice.
What about this Jacob, the guy in the cabin? I know you're limited as to what you can tell us, but is he the boss? Is he the guy that Ben is working for?
Well, Ben has certainly set it up that way. I mean, I know as little about it as you do, to tell you the truth.
Oh, Michael, stop it! You stop it right now.
Mysterious.
You don't know. You don't know the answer to that, really?
Oh no, no. I mean, even the scenes where the character of Jacob was introduced were shot a couple of different ways.
Oh, no kidding.
So I'm still not sure whether it's a thing that Ben has made up.
Uh-huh.
Or a visitation from another dimension, or, you know, if they're just playing a big game of psychological suggestion, I don't know. How much of it, well, what's our point of view in the show? You know, are we seeing it through John Locke's eyes, or are we to believe our eyes?
It's too confusing,
you,
I get.
If you rewind that scene, you know, you do see a couple of frames where there's somebody in that chair.
Now, Michael,
wow.
You know what worried us about the writer's strike is that there's no show with more balls in the air than Lost.
Yeah.
Characters each week, you know, new people and all of how it ties in to everybody else. We were a little worried, frankly, when the writer's strike happened that the writers might get confused themselves and come back and go,
where they were going.
What were we doing?
I think they have a room with about 5,000 Post-its on the wall. And they do try to keep track of everything.
Do you see them narrowing down from 5,000 Post-its at any point in our future?
No, I think it's going to be pretty complicated right up until the last gasp. And I wouldn't be surprised if when the show was completely over, that we still had a few questions to mull over for the rest of our lives.
Oh, fantastic. That's what we were hoping to hear.
That's
great news. That is great news. This is the great actor Michael Emerson we're talking to on the line here on the World Famous K-Rock this morning. He, of course, plays Ben on Lost. New episode is going to be Thursday night at 9 on ABC. Now, we do know that your character gets off the island. We do know that you do somehow make it off. But you are, I guess, not part of this Oceanic Six that we've heard about, because you're not a castaway, right?
No, the Oceanic Six is a sort of publicity construct. How can I put this? Ben lives in the shadows. He's not on any official chart or role anywhere.
Right.
He doesn't officially exist. And I think there are other characters on the show that don't officially exist.
Who?
But the Oceanic Six, well, for example, Kate seems to have a child now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it seems to
be
Aaron. Is
that child one of the Oceanic Six?
Well, we're supposed to be asking the questions here. Come on.
I thought the kid was Aaron. I thought that was Claire's baby, Aaron, that she had in that last episode. No?
Is it? Well, that would be very interesting if she had Claire's baby.
Would be.
I was hoping to be less confused after we talked to you. That was my goal.
Well, what's great about your character is that we were talking about this before we brought John Michael, is that you, even though you're a prisoner on the island, you seem to always be in control. You seem to be pulling the strings no matter what they take away from you, no matter how many resources you don't have at your fingertips. You seem to always be one step ahead of your captors. And that, I think, is what's so fascinating, is to watch how smart Ben is and how much he's able to accomplish in difficult circumstances.
If I recall correctly, didn't you get captured on purpose?
Yeah.
At the beginning?
Yeah. Most of Ben's dilemmas are sort of self-constructed. You know, he always has an agenda. It suits his purposes to be, quote-unquote, a prisoner.
Or right.
Quote-unquote, you know, the victim of a beating.
Well, right. you play it a little too real. You creep me out.
Just say that. No, you are a terrific actor, and we've really been enjoying the show. And I guess what? We got another two seasons or something like that to wrap up as much as they're going to, right?
That's right, yeah.
All right. Thursday night, 9 o'clock, ABC. The show is Lost. Great to catch up with Michael Emerson, very fine actor who plays Ben on the show. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Thanks. It was great to be on K-Rock.
Thank you. We're going to talk to a guy who can teach your cat how to use the toilet coming up in a minute.
What?
That's true. Is that really what's happening?
That's what we're doing.
What happened to this show? Talking to a guy who saves garbage and cats going to the toilet.
We're informative, Ralph.
That's what we're about.
We're about education.
It's just
He
bad.
Also will tell us how to make a flamethrower with a super soaker. That's good information. That's all the way from the Kevin Beach Show, the world famous K-Rock. Right now, though, we've got some business that we have to take care of. Once again this year, we're taking care of this business too late because the marathon has already happened. It was this past Sunday.
Well, Ralph complains about the marathon each year because he lives down in Hollywood and it makes his life miserable.
I tried and nobody listened. No one cared.
We didn't care because we don't live where Ralph lives, so it didn't bother us.
Even though an enormous amount of people live in the city of Los Angeles are inconvenienced by this BS event.
However, if they're going to run a blockade before a Lakers game, that's not acceptable.
Yep.
Now we care.
Oh, I see how it is.
Psycho Mike is here. His dad has season tickets to the Lakers, and his dad apparently took out some runners.
Yep. I needed some time to cool off on this one.
On Sunday.
I needed my legs to be so back on once I got back from Saigon before I could walk on Capitol Hill.
What are you talking about?
Just tell the story.
What are you talking about?
So, let me begin at the beginning. They send you a letter about a month out to all season ticket holders because you already have to pay like five digits so that you can park within downtown.
Right.
They say, listen, plan on driving to Pacoima and then taking a shuttle bus back into the Staples Center to make room for the marathon because they run it right in front of Staples Center, right during the Laker game, okay? The Mavericks and the Lakers on Sunday, huge game.
Overtime.
Everybody's excited.
Right.
And the marathon runs like a loop around the Staples Center as people are trying to enter into the Staples Center for the game.
That seems like bad planning.
So you leave an hour early and you drive to God knows where to finally make it around the marathon trail, and you get to your parking spot and you're walking to the game and the marathon blocks you from getting into Staples Center.
So you drove where you were supposed to drive, which is a lot further than normal.
Yes.
And still you couldn't get across the marathon.
No, you can't get into Staples Center. And my dad says to the guy, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to get in? Go ahead and walk four blocks south to Pico, and there should be a tunnel underneath where the Metrolink is that can allow you to get across the street.
And by the way, you're about 20 feet from the door, right?
I mean, I'm looking at the Magic Johnson statue!
Right.
Okay?
See, people? This is what I'm talking about.
So what did your dad do? Did your dad walk four blocks down to Pico and then down underneath the
is that what he should have done?
Tunnel? No.
A God-fearing veteran? No! He walked right in the middle of the marathon. I was shocked. And we were with my niece who's 12 years old, and her friend.
Yeah.
And my dad, like the signs you see when you're going down to San Diego of the Mexican family, like pulling people under. He just grabbed them by the hand and just walked right in the middle of the marathon. And people are like, whoa, dude, watch out. You watch out. He just
only. Wait, the people running almost hit him?
Oh, yeah. They had to move around him. And my dad's a big man.
Good. Good. I'm glad they had to move for him. I'm glad.
Bring this up. I don't know. I don't really follow the marathon. I don't know much about it since I won it back-to-back in 93, 94. But the goal of the marathon is that they want to take you through scenic Los Angeles. It's kind of a sightseeing tour while you run. Don't they take you down by the Hollywood sign, and then they take you down by the Staples Center? They want you to see all the sights. They take you through Hollywood.
I mean, it starts in the Hollywood area and ends up downtown. I think that's how it goes.
But they try to make it the most attractive route possible, right?
Obviously not.
It's not attractive.
If it was the
I
most attractive.
I have a friend who's run it and said it's dismal. It's horrible. You go through the worst parts of the
LA
city.
Downtown LA just isn't attractive.
No, yeah. Not at
if
all.
If they wanted it to be the most attractive, they'd run the beach.
They
run
do
the
it
beach.
Downtown because it promotes downtown. It brings business to downtown.
People have to get their hotel rooms and stuff.
But
there,
they can't just make it go a little bit away from Staples Center when there's a big game.
Make it go away for that.
So your dad fought through the security, walked onto the race course,
the security
almost
guy,
got hit.
The security guy put his hand on my dad's chest, and my dad just walked through it and walked into the middle of the marathon route, and people were moving out of the, and they're yelling, hey, get out of the way! And he was, you get out of the way, goddammit! And he just walked right across it, and so now I have to follow him.
Of course.
Yeah.
I would expect nothing less. That's where you get it from.
Damn it.
Did you throw some elbows?
I wanted to. Damn them with their pot bellies and their nipple tape. And you, by the way, women running the marathon, just like Misha Barton, screw you. You work so hard to go, I got to go running. I got to do my 18 miles a day. How do you still have Kessel all over the back of your goddamn hamstrings? Ew. I hate you all.
What
I
is
want
wrong
you
with
dead.
You?
And there's another thing. Another thing
you
that Ralph neglects to bring up.
Some people can't help that.
You know what they can help? That not running in front of the goddamn Staples Center during a Laker game. And here's another thing. Ralph forgets to bring this horrible part about the L.A. Marathon up, okay? And I think he does it because he's trying to be kind. It's the L.A. Marathon. And whenever you put the prefix L.A. in front of something, that means Mexicans. And there's going to be a ton of goddamn Mexicans. And this is what they do. They strafe the side of the marathon like this. Go on, mijo! You can do it! You can do it! Blowing horns! They turned the L.A. Marathon into a friendly soccer game between Cruz Azul and Chivas. Screaming, throwing goddamn confetti and chopped up watermelon.
Why do you hate on your own people?
With their homemade Polaroids.
Why do you hate on your own people?
They make their own Polaroids?
Yes!
That's pretty cool.
They add loud. They make it loud. This is not an event that should be people screaming at it. You can do it! Keep running! Apurate! Come on! Come on! You can do it!
Running 26 miles. It's not bad to have people cheering you on.
Well, that's stupid, first of all, running 26 miles. Just stupid.
There's no way, at a steady pace.
I don't want to drive 26 miles, let alone run 26 miles.
Let's talk to somebody who was in the LA Marathon and had to run around people that were in the course.
Okay.
Susan?
Yes.
You were running the LA Marathon?
Yeah.
And are you talking about in front of Staples just before the Laker game?
I ran near the, around the Staples Center, and I was dodging, I dodged about like four or five people.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't nearly difficult enough for you.
You should
have been dodging bullets.
I don't know if like one of the marathon runners ran over a pedestrian, but I had to even dodge an ambulance.
Well,
oh, my God.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Here's the thing. Listen, this isn't Boston. This isn't New York. This is Los Angeles, okay? You can't drive. It used to be 20 years ago you could get on the 101 freeway on a weekend and have clear sailing. There's nowhere you can go anywhere anymore that isn't a freaking hassle.
True.
The last thing we need is thousands and thousands of people clogging up the roads to make things more difficult for us. There's no public transit. We can't take a subway anywhere. We can't take a bus anywhere. It just blows. Stop doing it.
Susan, it does seem like Los Angeles is a big enough city that they could avoid the Staples Center on a Laker day, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I know they take us around like the slums and stuff, and that's fine on a Sunday. I don't think anyone's walking around there, but not like the main business. I don't know, Staples Center. You know, I'm not sure it's really all that scenic as they say it is.
This is someone who ran the marathon, and she agrees with us. And I know I understand they want to promote downtown, and that's a bit. Everybody in LA is really big on pushing downtown now. Okay, but what about the 15,000 people that watch or attend or are involved with the marathon? Does that really compare to the like 1.8 million people that watch the Laker game on Sunday? And
Staples holds 1.8 million.
They watch the game worldwide. You know, people. We're talking Nowitzki. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when Dirk Nowitzki comes to town to play Kobe,
they're not standing in front of your television at home.
I'm talking about that's a little bit more of promotion than the 10,000 people that are involved somehow tangentially with the goddamn marathon.
Wow.
And what about
angry.
The cellulite?
Let's say good morning to Felicia in East LA. Hi, Felicia.
Good morning. I'm not very happy with Psycho Mike's comment about all the Mexicans and their family. I understand you're a Mexican, but you want to be Mexican?
No, maybe I don't want to be anymore after what I witnessed on Sunday.
Well, I mean, I'm not very happy. I mean, my goodness, we've had to overcome quite a bit. You don't know.
Then we should be wasting our time running a marathon.
Oh,
How about a parade or something?
Oh, hush up. I mean, you don't know anything.
Hush
up.
Yeah, that's what the Mexicans see, another goddamn parade.
See, my goodness, you know what? Just because you're Latino, they always tag us as being Mexican. How about the El Salvadorians, the Guatemalans? How about...
Yeah, let's talk bad about someone else.
What does that have to do with people blowing horns and throwing confetti at people and strafing the marathon line with cameras screaming when I'm trying to go to the Laker game? What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with...
I don't care about that. You know, the fact that you label them all Latinos out there as Mexicans is just ridiculous.
You got your own issues.
Listen,
you know,
I do that for safety because I'm not El Salvadorian and I don't want to go around throwing blows to people that I don't have a safety net with.
I agree with you, Felicia. So what should they do?
They should
run it overnight is what they should do. They should run it at 2 a.m.
Overnight or free
go to the beach.
Doesn't the Coliseum have a mile track around the infield there, the Coliseum?
Just go time after time.
Go to the goddamn Coliseum and do 26 laps and then go the F home. That's all you need to do.
Or end it at Dodger Stadium like they did in the Olympics. The marathon was ran through Dodger Stadium, around it a couple times,
right,
and ran through it.
But make sure it's on a day when there's a Dodger game.
No, that's what you're saying?
I say run it at the beach towards the water.
Yeah,
the finish
line is a mile in.
And run 26 miles into the freaking water, all of you.
You should have to run to Catalina.
Right,
if you
we'll
get there,
you
win.
We'll see you at Catalina.
I think that's an answer we can all accept.
You goddamn bastards.
The problem, Kevin, is I've got all these skulls that I need to clean, and I can't figure out how to do it. And there doesn't seem to be any kind of resource available to give me that information. Can you help?
Just a minute, Bean.
Let's say good morning to Stephen Chow. Hi, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Stephen has a website, wonderhowto.com.
Yep.
Oh, sounds like exactly what I need. So if I want to clean a skull, Stephen, yours is the site to go to.
I have the answer for any question you have whatsoever. Any juvenile issue you have, we've probably got the answer.
We have a lot of juvenile issues.
Yeah.
We do. What's the deal? Tell us a little bit about the history of wonderhowto.com.
Well, you know, I got kind of bored looking on YouTube at a certain point, and with my partner, Mike Gedeke, we kind of just figured out what it is that we spend most of our time doing, and I guess the answer is we just spend most of our time trying to figure
porn?
How to do different things, like how to build a potato gun or things like that.
Sure, sure. So yours is a one-stop resource for basically all of humanity's amassed information till 2008. You've got it all on one site.
Yeah, I think we have all the serious stuff, and we have all the stupid stuff, too. So it's a combination of smart and stupid, which I think makes the site really interesting.
Sure, yeah. And you would advise young people to go ahead and try anything that they see in a video on your site, right?
Well, I mean, you know, there's a filter for over 18 stuff, but, for example, you could train a cat how to pinch a loaf on a toilet, and those are things that aren't – you don't have to be 18 to learn how to do that.
What? You can really do that?
You absolutely can do that. It's not a video that I personally made, but there's a very dedicated woman who will spend 6 minutes telling you how to train your cat to position itself right over the toilet and do its thing.
Well, I mean, it beats a kitty litter box, I guess, if you have the time to teach your cat. Yeah. How many videos do you reckon you have up at wonderhowto.com?
Well, we have more than 100,000, so every free how-to video that you can possibly imagine anywhere on the Internet, we've got it.
Oh, so. I see. So you don't originate it, just links to everywhere where anyone has a how-to video.
Yeah, so consider it like when you have a question, you go into Google search, you type in a query, and up pops the answer. And so we're simply a niche search engine for free how-to videos. So
that's fantastic. Cool. And your site is free to the user as well, right?
It's free to the users, and every video we look through so that there's nobody hawking you and saying, hey, you got to buy this product or anything like that. So it's all the information that you want to know that you typically have no idea how to do it, but believe it or not, somebody out there on the web has already figured out a way to explain to you how to do something.
There is a Kevin and Bean playlist on your site, and if they click on it, there's our top 11, including Get Drunk Fast.
Yeah.
Which I don't think most of our listeners would need particularly.
Kevin, have you seen this video?
No, I have
not. Yeah, I don't think many of your listeners, Kevin, have probably put it through this orifice.
Yeah, oh, you don't drink it through your mouth to get drunk fast, Kevin.
Oh, right. No.
And it's not your ear or your nose.
Really? No. Yeah, Kevin. This is for Jackass fans. This is the BAM method, if you want to check that out. Get Drunk Fast is part of the Kevin and Bean Top 11. What are some of your other favorites in that new playlist?
Well, let's see. There's the one that's ridiculously popular is How to Make People Naked Using Photoshop.
Yeah.
And it's simply mindless, but it is. Everybody keeps hitting on that particular video. There are other things. For example, you can learn how to grow hydroponic pot, and usarchive.org is the hosting service that does that.
Really?
But I don't want to give them, you know, there's 100,000 videos. This was a playlist made by our interns who happen to love your show. I happen to love your show, but the interns made this, and this is kind of what matched the humor of Kevin and Bean.
Cheat on a test with a Coke bottle, clean skulls, break fingers. Can't say the that one. Make a flamethrower with a super soaker.
This does seem, Kevin, you would love that.
This does seem like it's right up our alley. That is
this
true.
One. Have you ever seen that?
Actually, no.
The flamethrower thing? Okay, you get a flamethrower, which is your basic $19 product, and then you go to Dad's garage and you pull out WD-40 and you stick it where the water normally goes, and then you pump it up. And it's kind of like napalm. And if you look at it, you really go, well, geez, you know, why didn't we have this when we were spending all that money in Vietnam on napalm? You could have used the super soaker.
That's great advice.
Would have taken a lot of them, but yeah.
So if you click on wonderhowto.com, right there on the front page, you'll see a list of a bunch of playlists. And the Kevin and Bean Top 11 is on there if you want to check out any of the ones that we've talked about here. It's really a great playlist. And I can't believe you have over 100,000 videos. That's unbelievable as a free service. You're doing the Lord's work on this one, dude.
Thank you very much. I think we are.
Do you think if you hadn't gotten fired from Fox TV for hiring a male stripper for Vice President Dick Cheney that you would have ever done this?
You're making me feel like Emmanuel Lewis now, but I suppose that, you know, I'd be looking at video for free no matter what.
Okay.
I mean, everything that I did when I was working at Fox was just finding video, and I don't know if you want to go back 20 years, the video that I found was that was obscure in its day was a live drug bust by a friend of mine named John Langley, and he was doing a live drug bust in Bermuda.
And that's how Cops came about?
That's how Cops came about. So
you do good
work.
It's
the same kind of thing that I've always done all my life, which is just scanning through video and just seeing stuff that interests me.
All right. WonderHowTo.com is the site. Stephen Chow, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate
the show.
Thank you.
Stop by Napa Auto Parts today. Make any purchase. Give them your old hat, and they'll give you a shiny new NASCAR hat. Napa, get the good stuff. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
All right, then.
And if you fill your old hat with Mahatma rice, they'll give you a free bumper sticker that says, I blow curry out my butt.
Oh, that I want.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show for Tuesday morning. Ralph, you're going to want to speed through your showbiz report.
Oh, will
here.
I?
Because coming up after the news at 8, ladies and gentlemen, Sustainable Dave.
Yes. Sustainable is back.
The return of Sustainable Dave on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I should save you from yourselves and do like a marathon showbiz beat.
And
I
by
should
save us from
I
ourselves.
Filibuster is what I should do.
You mean ruin the show, is what you're saying.
Because you need to get Sustainable Dave.
Yes.
You don't understand,
Dave, how's
Ralph.
That garbage going? I haven't thrown anything out since the first of the year. Bet you're getting tired of that. No, it's okay. What about your kids? They must hate you. No, they're okay with it. All right, then. Talk to you in 30 days. There. We just did break. We did the whole break. We don't need to do it now.
You're a man of no vision. You don't see the importance.
Right, tell me what's going to happen, though, when you talk to
you
Dave.
You don't see the importance when we call overseas, for example.
Tell me what's going to happen when you talk to Sustainable Dave, the man who's saving his garbage.
He's going to get down on his knees and beg us for forgiveness because it was a horrible idea.
Uh-huh.
That's what's going to happen.
Ralph, Kevin hated the idea of having Sustainable Dave on the show before we had him the first time.
Yeah, but
now it's his favorite thing in the world.
Now he's got a countdown calendar in the other room.
Because he's got a sense of humor.
Chalks off the days until he gets to talk to Dave again.
But isn't he the opposite? Isn't he the anti-Kevin? I mean, he does everything exactly the opposite way. I mean, it's almost like you're being attracted to him because you guys are polar opposites.
Well,
you waste everything. You throw everything away, whether it needs to be thrown away or not. He's the exact opposite.
I have to make up for guys like Sustainable Dave. Keep everything balanced.
When Kevin eats at home on fine china, he throws the plate right in the trash. He doesn't even put it in the dishwasher. Just buys new china.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing if I could do that.
It would be cool.
Well, anyway, he's coming up after the news. So until then, here's Ralph, who's really just treading water until we get to sustainable.
Yeah, well, I'll move things along then so you can get right to sustainable. Hey, I want to give you a heads up. You know, I was talking a little while ago about the Paley Television Festival that they're doing this year with some great lineups. I will be giving tickets away to each and every one of those events coming up in a couple weeks, but they just announced a new night. They just added a night to the festival.
A new TV show?
Wednesday, March 26th. And I wanted to give you a heads up because I know we've got a lot of fans of this particular show out there.
Family Guy?
Tickets are on sale today, so I wanted to give you a heads up. It is going to be a retrospective look at The X-Files.
Yay!
No kidding.
And a preview of the upcoming X-Files movie.
Dude.
That will be coming out this summer.
Dude. That's hot.
So it's Chris Carter, Frank Spotnitz, and... They haven't officially locked in the cast yet, but
the company?
I'm telling you, there's a very good chance you may see a few familiar faces at this evening.
Fantastic.
And you get a chance to see a sneak preview of the X-Files movie before anybody else. So if you're an X-Files fan, this would be the kind of night you would like to go to.
I think there's a large audience out there for the X-Files new movie, Ralph?
I do believe so, yes.
Or has it been gone so long now that people are kind of over it?
X-Files is like Star Wars or Star Trek. They've got a core group of fans that is just diehard and still in legion in numbers. So
wait, X-Files is off the air?
Yes, Kevin, it turns out it is. So if you'd like to go, once again, it's March the 26th, which is a Wednesday night. Tickets are now available at ticketweb.com. Ticketweb.com. You can find out more information at the PaleyCenter.org also if you're interested. But I don't want to give you a heads up. Also, another heads up, I just found out that tonight at 11 o'clock on TBS is my episode of 10 Items or Less.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Where I play evil supermarket manager.
Next door supermarket.
Charles Cliphouse.
Charles Cliphouse.
Yes. I'm the evil villain of the piece. You can tell I'm evil because I've got a goatee. That's how you
sure.
know I'm bad.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So you can check that out tonight, 11 o'clock on TBS. You can check out 10 Items or Less, the improvisational comedy show that I did a little while ago. And I make no guarantees. I have no idea how it's going to turn out. Because once again, we're making up everything as we go along.
Are you in it?
I am in it. I know that much for sure. Right. I will be in it. Definitely. Will be in it. All right, let's get to the showbiz news, shall we? Britney Spears' dad, Jamie, worked so hard to get her a supervised visit with her sons last week. She hadn't seen them in 7 weeks.
Wow.
And he put it together, and apparently she was so thrilled with the visit that she was talking to her kids. The phone rang, her cell phone. She jumped up, ran outside to smoke and chat on the phone for about an hour while her kids were there at the house.
No.
Not interested enough in her own children to turn her cell phone off.
When will we?
This report from Start Magazine.
When will we learn?
When will we learn?
Well, they've already taken the kids away from her.
Yeah, Brittany. Thank you. Wow.
That's sad.
Wow.
The game's in jail. Apparently, he turned himself in on Sunday to the Twin Towers Correctional Facility in Los Angeles for a 60-day sentence. Apparently, he pleaded no contest last month to pulling out a gun during a pickup basketball game at a schoolyard. They frown on that. And now he's got to do 60 days. How upset can you get at a pickup game on a schoolyard that you got to pull out your piece?
I've been in pickup games where there are fights over one guy fouls the other guy too hard and
has
then he fouls
been
him
any
back.
Gunplay?
No, no one ever pulls out a gun and says, "Is it a foul now?"
No, it's not, bitch.
No, that's crazy.
I was not traveling.
That's how he rolls.
Yeah, that's a little intense for me. Remember a singer-songwriter named Jill Sobule?
Yes,
she did that song "I Kissed a Girl."
Yeah, sort of.
It was a novelty hit.
Yeah.
Apparently, she's taking a new approach to making music. She wants you to pay for her next CD.
Why would I do that?
I don't know, Lisa.
Before she writes it?
What?
No, not buy it. She wants you to donate money to help raise $75,000 so she can record and release a new album.
That sounds unnecessary.
Wow.
If you want to hear her new music, you got to pay for it so she can produce it.
Why do we want her to release a new album?
That's what I'm curious about. She says on her,
why do we care?
On her website, she's already taken in $54,000.
Oh, my God.
You can donate anything from $10 up.
Do you get a CD?
For $500, Lisa,
yeah.
She'll name you in a song. She'll put your name in the song.
That's going to be a good song.
This is f***ing retarded.
I kiss Lisa May. I kiss Lisa May.
For $5,000, for $5,000, Lisa, she'll do a concert at your house.
How?
But I don't want her to do a concert at my house. How much should not do a
Jill
concert at my
Sobule.
House?
She's Jill Sobule. You get Jill Sobule to perform in your house.
What do I do to keep that from happening?
For $10,000, if you donate $10,000 to her concert.
She should.
No, you better. You get to sing.
What?
No,
what?
You get to sing
on the album.
That's going to be a good record.
That's going to be the best album ever. We might have to get Jill on the show.
Wow.
Let's see how this is going for her.
Now, let me go back to
if I give her the whole $75,000, will she just go away and not record it?
Wow. And you get to make the album if you give her the $75,000. Let me go back to she'll put your name in a song for $500. Are all the people, and I don't know how many they're going to be, but is she going to put them all in one song, or does everybody get their own song?
Is it going to be like bang, Dave, Bill, Jim?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking the song is going to sound like. And Lisa from Omaha, Ed from Boise.
Oh, that'll be your new breakout single.
I'd like to donate in favor of Sam the Armenian Comedian singing on her album.
There we go. Let's get 10 grand together and put Sam on the album.
Oh, my God.
She'll cancel that idea immediately.
I am the greatest singer with Jill Sobule ever.
and have Wing on there, too.
A lot of recording artists
are having trouble, you know, getting the money together. They don't have the major label deals that they used to, and I guess this is one way to try to work around that, but I don't know how good it's going to be.
10 grand, you get to sing.
I do know how good it's going to be.
Good thing we have an idea. Oh, that's funny. Wow. Today's celebrity birthdays. Evan Dando from the Lemonheads is 41 years old today. Steven Weber, talented actor who was, he's been in so many things.
Last thing was Studio 60.
Studio 60 on Sunset Strip. He's on that Brothers and Sisters show, Lisa Claims.
Yes, he is.
The show she has in her mind.
Stupid Lisa!
He is 47 years old today. Patricia Heaton.
Yeah.
Bobby!
You know, Steven Weber was also in the Amateurs. Remember, he played the stepfather.
That's
of,
right.
Jeff Bridges' kid in that show. Very
That's
good
right.
Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond is 50 years old today. And Catherine O'Hara from Beetlejuice and all the Christopher Guest movies. She is 54 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You can do that, or you can go see a website where a guy takes pictures of his trash. Those are your options.
I like it.
Sounds like you're talking about our friend Sustainable Dave from SustainableDave.org. Back on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Sustainable.
Good morning. How you all doing?
Sure has been another month since we talked to you where you haven't been throwing stuff away.
I have not been throwing stuff away. Hey, Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm good, Sustainable.
I would like you to say to us, Kevin and Bean, you were right. This was a horrible idea.
Kevin and Bean, you were right. It is a fascinating idea. I probably didn't think it through completely. Can I just say, by the way, nothing warms the cockles of my heart more than yesterday when my wife is going to work. She calls and she goes, hey, Kevin and Bean are making fun of you on the radio.
No. That's not she. That's not.
We were making fun of you. Ralph was making fun of us.
Okay, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, it was Ralph making fun of us because we were saying we're going to call Sustainable Dave. And Ralph said, oh, yeah, what's he going to say? And we're going, oh, hey, Sustainable, still throwing away your trash? Yes, okay, your kids must hate that. Yeah. So he was mocking us for calling you.
Okay, all right, I'll give you a pass.
All right.
Hey, anyway. let me tell you two new things I've learned about Sustainable since the last time we had him on a month ago. This is what's fascinating about you, Dave, is because on the surface, people look at you and go, well, this guy's a kook. Yeah. But you dig a little deeper. Is it true that you won an Emmy for working on the television show ER?
I did win an Emmy for working on ER on the live episode, and I actually won an Emmy for working on a live episode of a TV movie called Failsafe.
Wow. When did they throw you out of the biz?
Well, probably right around the time that I started collecting the bottles, I think. Basically.
Yeah.
What did you do to win those Emmys? What was your job?
Well, it's sort of an odd thing. I mean, I was at the time that I won it on ER, I was the lead camera operator. I was the camera operator on the show, I should say. There's only one camera operator on the show. And they did the live episode. I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
Oh, I
sure.
do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was, you know, I mean, when they did the live episode, there were like 8 camera operators because it's video and they sort of cut back and forth. So I was in there because I was on the show. And we all won it for the show. There's sort of this weird, you know, video live.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
And was it Failsafe? Wasn't that also another live show?
Yeah, Failsafe was nuts. I mean, it was like 35 camera operators over like four stages, and yeah, it was like a two-hour show. It was pretty wild.
Did they know at the time what a nut job you would turn out to be?
You know, I think there was some writing on the wall, definitely, but yeah. I don't think they kind of, you know, saw as far as it was going to go.
The other thing I learned about sustainable, and this ties back into his activism, his cause about keeping the earth safe and clean, is that you drive one of those nutty cars that runs on vegetable oil.
Yeah, you guys may not remember, but I actually talked to you like a year or two ago for like 2 seconds. I think you were talking about alternative.
Oh, yeah, we remember that well.
Yeah. I
all two-second conversations come right to mind.
Am I hearing some sarcasm?
A little.
Sure,
so, really, you have a car that runs on vegetable oil?
Yeah, my car runs on waste vegetable oil, i.e. garbage. And my wife's car runs on biodiesel, but we have two diesels because we don't want to be part of the sort of petroleum get your butt from one place to another.
I've always had a question about the vegetable oil when, because do you have to go to restaurants and stuff and ask for their old oil?
I mean, in essence, what I'm running it on, I mean, is like used fryer oil, like, you know, that people call.
Where do
I'm
you
laughing.
Get it,
no, I'm laughing.
I can just picture you like getting low on gas and looking for any kind of a restaurant that might donate some of their oil.
It's not quite that easy. I mean, what you do is you have a couple of restaurants that I mean, they have to pay to have it taken away. And I use a very little amount anyway. Even though I'm running a vegetable oil, I try to walk and use the bus, and I may shock you. But
yeah.
But you basically they have to pay to take it away, so to give it to you, they save money. You filter it and do a couple things to it and put it in your car, and you're running around.
So your car smells like french fries.
Sometimes it does. Actually, there's a guy in Vermont that I sort of know over the internet. I mean, I don't know him, but a bear ripped into the side of his van one night because he had like turkey, something turkey and fried in there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You have a deal with your McDonald's then where you go down there like on the 5th of the month or something like that and they just load you up with what you need? Is it as simple as that?
I mean, it's in essence, it's not quite that simple, and it's definitely not McDonald's because then you're dealing with corporate stuff and whatnot. But actually, I think McDonald's is working on a deal where they're going to start turning all their used stuff into biodiesel. So with a couple companies out there. So, you know, it's biodiesel kind of has a bad rap on a lot of levels, but there's good stuff about it too. So, you know, there's no silver bullet in all this.
Still collecting trash?
Still collecting trash.
Yeah.
Still collecting trash. And actually, by the way, guys,
how's that going?
I've taken it up. I just want to say every time the door rings, I'm hoping it's you, and I'm a little hurt to know.
Yeah, we're going
to
be there soon. Just keep waiting.
I actually have taken it up a notch because I now have a little piece of trash that I'm carrying around in my backpack. So I've gone one step up the crazy
It's
level.
Not enough for you to pack all of your trash for the course of a year in your basement.
But wait, let me say what it is before you judge me, and then please feel free.
Used condom?
That bandwagon. No, some used condom. Some friends of mine from the Algolita Marine Research Foundation just crossed. Actually, it's the first post on my blog right now. Just crossed the Pacific Gyre, which is this massive, like 25 million nautical miles soup of plastic that's in the Pacific, and they took samples. I mean, they were doing a very specific study, but they took samples off the top, and you can look at it on the blog right now, and it's got like plastic caps.
All right, wait a minute.
Dave, I watched that video, and people should. It is horrifying.
Is it?
Right, but wait a minute.
Wait.
I just want to understand. I just want to see if I understand.
Can I talk to Lisa for a second?
Yeah.
I'm a believer.
Go ahead.
She's a believer. I need you on my side.
She's a believer in everything bad, sustainable.
But no, Dave, your point is that they're dumping lots of plastic into the ocean. That's the point of the video, right?
No. It's not that they're dumping. It's the 80. It's estimated that 80% of the stuff that's found out there is from runoff. So it's like even if you put your recycling in the blue bin or whatever you have, and they take it out to the street, stuff falls out and it goes down the, you know, here in California, it goes down the thing because the guy up the street is watering his lawn while it's raining, and it goes out to the ocean, and because the currents take it, it ends up out there. And the thing that
so can't they just put a bunch of bricks on it and sink it to the bottom? Done.
There is that, but that takes a lot of time. That's the problem. They've thought of that, I think. Mm. But the problem is it breaks down these little particles, and then fish eat it, and bigger fish eat it, and before you know it, you're eating plastic for sushi dinner. I mean, this stuff comes back to you.
All right. So I just want to understand what you're doing with the internet,
So what's in the backpack, though?
I'm sorry, a little sample of this stuff. And the thing is, you bring it out and you show it to people, and it's like
it's
done.
Gross.
You are a hell of a partier.
Well, I'm pretty big at parties. Now, wait, can I ask Lisa a question?
I am. Here's what I do. I have a piece of plastic from the ocean that I carry around in my backpack. Not good enough, though. I'm going to take a photo of it so that people can go to the internet and look at a photo of a piece of plastic that you have from the ocean.
I understand you're angry that I got
I'm not angry. I find it quite funny, actually.
Wait, Lisa, I want to ask Lisa a question, okay? Now, I'm married, too, by the way, I should just say, because hopefully she's listening to a saint of a wife.
Yeah, clearly.
That's for sure.
Clearly, let's just all take a moment.
Have we ever seen her, by the way?
No, she doesn't make it down to the basement a lot.
Yeah. All right.
Shockingly enough, she stays above ground, if you will. But so I can't ask my wife this because she's obviously a little impartial at this
point.
Yes,
she finds you attractive because of the plastic piece of plastic.
Exactly. And if she finds me attractive in spite of the garbage, pretty much that's not worth it to ask her this. But my question is this. Okay, years ago when I was trolling the bars and looking for women, of course, you know, the buy you a drink, come here often doesn't work. But if I sat down next to you and said, so I'm keeping my garbage in my basement, would that be a conversation starter at a bar with you?
It would be a conversation.
Wait, I'm not looking for you. I'm looking for Lisa.
Lisa, be honest. Be honest.
That's your opening line. I'm keeping my garbage in my basement.
I mean, I might introduce myself and whatever, but at the general, you know, there's usually a lull in the first conversation.
You know, Dave, I love what you're doing. I do, and I believe in it. But there's always that line over which you become crazy.
Okay, that's fine.
And
that's
so you are over the line. And I think you have to be to make your point often.
Her answer is the same as mine.
I get up and walk away.
You're crazy.
If that's what you're asking.
So basically, I'm not buying drinks for Lisa, Kevin, or
no, because I'm thinking there's bodies down there under that garbage, for one thing.
All right, see, I was just trying to test the water.
Dave, it's time to change your website from Sustainable Dave to Crazy Dave. I mean, you really have crossed the line now that you're carrying plastic around from the ocean.
I actually have to say that we've been thinking of just doing Crazy Dave will lead to Sustainable Dave. I don't want to get rid of it, because there's a lot built up.
Sure. That's a lot of cachet in that.
Exactly. All right. Listen, we're out of time for this month.
That's a steamroller, Sustainable Dave, man. You get that kind of inertia, you can't slow it down.
I know you all think you wish you'd thought of it first.
You are still sticking with it. The short version of the story, the recap is you're sticking with it. You're still keeping your trash in the basement. You're still not throwing anything out. And so far, you're still on schedule to go the whole calendar year, right?
I'm still on schedule to go the whole calendar year. I mean, check back next month and let's see where we are.
All right.
Well, you know we will, Sustainable.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good luck with your rap at the nightclubs.
Yeah.
We have a unique hiring practice here at K-Rock.
That's because we hire for comedy, not for competence, Kevin.
Look at us. It's worked out well.
It's all Kevin's fault. It's all Kevin's fault.
How dare you?
You admit that you like to hire the most incompetent and the most interesting people just for comedy. You've said that before.
That is true. We do hire for comedy. And that's how we got Charlie Marley in our studios. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
Charlie's a new intern. She started two weeks ago.
3 weeks,
yeah. She's our latest crazy Asian. I thought we had a no Asian chick policy after the debacle that was Shaolin Robot. How did Charlie Marley make it? I mean, how did we end up making this mistake again?
Every Asian girl we've hired has been really out there. There was Yoked Out Pan Face. There was there was I Forgot I'm Going to China.
Yeah, that's
there
right.
was then Shaolin and now Charlie.
Yeah.
Now, Charlie, you go to, let me guess, UCLA?
No, Cal State Los Angeles.
Wow. Ooh. Why couldn't you get into UCLA? What happened?
Because I didn't apply to them.
Now,
I thought you automatically were a legacy as an Asian chick. I'm so surprised.
No, I decided to resist.
It comes with their
birthright?
Right.
You have dreads.
Yes.
Yeah. Dreads. She's Asian. She has dreads.
She does.
That's an odd combination.
That I've seen that anywhere. You can go to a krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page. There's a picture of our interns. There's beer mug there. And there's Moose.
Great.
Okay.
Moose is
and
awesome.
There's Charlie Marley. Now, Charlie Marley, you're looking for a band name, is that right?
Yes, we are.
Charlie Marley plays bass in a band. What's the band name that you're working with now?
Will for Power, but we don't
Will
know if we
for
like it.
Power.
It's terrible.
Wow. That's a horrible band name.
How'd you even come up
name?
With that?
Guitar player decided it was a good name.
Yeah. Huh. Mm. Are the other people – how many people are in the band?
There's three right now.
Here's the other thing about Charlie Marley. Loves what kind of music?
Mostly metal. I like a lot of everything. I think our sound, I would say black metal with a sprinkle of thrash.
Yeah.
Goat Horror, one of her favorite bands.
Okay. All right. We'll take your calls if you have a band name for Charlie Marley, maybe something you want to suggest. And, of course, we always have a few at our fingertips, too, at 1-800-520-1067. We'll get to those calls in just a moment. But we found out something else about Charlie Marley. Wasn't she on some sort of a crazy internet search this week, Kevin, where she was looking for the product she must own?
She was looking for HooFoo.
What is that?
She was very serious about HooFoo, and she wanted to get some. Describe to people what HooFoo is.
HooFoo is human-flavored tofu.
Human-flavored tofu. She says it's a good alternative for cannibals.
It's for cannibals that want to cut down or something like that.
Cut down on what? On eating people?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you're not a cannibal if you don't eat people.
Yeah, but high cholesterol. Yeah. It's a healthy alternative.
She was really searching for it, though. And then
that doesn't exist. That product doesn't exist.
That's what I was saying, is that there's no way that it has to be a comedy angle or whatever. And, Mike, tell us what you were telling her about being able to buy it.
Well, there was a website. She brought us to a website.
Right.
And I don't know, were you ever capable of, like, laying down a credit card number?
No.
Well,
every time she clicked on buy it, it would go to some weird site. We were like, well, that's because you can't buy it.
Yeah, I mean, it would redirect you to some weird website, but... The thing is that not only is she trying to pitch human tofu, but it's the way she does it. I mean, like, they'll just be like kind of a dead silence. And, have you heard of human tofu? And we obviously have to pull teeth to get her to explain it. And then she was telling us about videos she's watched about making dog.
Yeah.
And there was Paws in the Soup. And by the way, that should be your band name. Paws in the soup.
That's a good band name.
Or Human Tofu while we're at it, by the way. Human Tofu is an awesome band name.
Yeah. So anyway, she was looking for that. She's also in some kind of a dance troupe where she blows fire.
Oh, it's fire eating and fire spinning, actually.
Fire eating and fire spinning.
Yeah, I have a hula hoop where they have wicks attached to it, and I hula hoop and there's fire.
And where do you do that?
There's a Dockweiler Beach, and then I go through a certain dance troupe called Fire Groove, and then I started one called Enfuente maybe about a year ago.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I don't either.
Yeah, they're giant wicks with there's one called Poi where it's a giant wick and then it's attached to a chain and then you light them on fire and you swing them,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. And that's what you do.
And does your group perform somewhere?
Yes, but...
Not much of a yes.
Yes, yes. I've performed at the Kodak Theater before.
No, out in front, you mean?
No,
with the guy
inside,
that's dressed up like Spider-Man.
It was New Year's, and then at the Palladium on Halloween, 2007.
Did you open up for Cheap Trick?
No, I wish. That would have been awesome.
All right, so she's nutty, and she needs a band name. So let's, you know what, let's take just a couple of calls before we break.
Okay. Now, we should mention again for folks joining us later who couldn't hear as you're dialing the phone. It is what kind of, it's death metal, is that what it is?
Because
that's important when you're naming your band, is you want to, you know, you want something that fits.
I would say death metal. I think the guitar player will also wants to go towards black metal, though, so.
Black metal. Okay. Yeah. There's a great distinction there. All right. 1-800-520-1067. Who do we want to start with? Let's work out a couple here.
Let's start with JP in Temple City. Good morning, JP.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Band name?
Fist Funk.
Fist Funk.
Fist Funk. Okay.
I like it.
We'll write these down as we go, and that way you'll have something to take back to the band and see what they like.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hindu Bukkake is another good one.
Hindu Bukkake.
I think that's a good one. That's a decent idea. Let's go to DJ in Northridge. Hi.
Hey, Lisa May. How you doing?
I'm good. Hi, DJ. What's the name?
SMB.
SMB.
For suck my...
Yeah. Can't say that. I like it. Are the other people in your band guys, or are they all girls?
They're guys.
Two guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Sleeping with them both?
No way.
All right, just checking. How about Joey in West Covina? Good morning, Joey.
Hey, how's it going, guys? What's up, Lisa May?
What's up, Joey?
Looking for a band name for Charlie Marley.
Dude, Tofu Murder.
Tofu Murder.
Tofu Murder.
Wow.
I like that.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Interesting. Okay.
That's a good name. Thank you. All right, we need to take a break, but 1-800-520-1067. We're going to put Fupa Garden in there, Funyun Pudge, and Firehosen as well. That's some pretty decent ideas for band names. And we'll take your calls when we... All right, we're coming up with some new band names for Charlie Marley, our intern. We've got Vaginal Hammer Toe. That's a good band name.
Oh, great.
Scary Tard Strength.
That's excellent.
Gooks of Hazard is good.
Nothing wrong with Gooks of Hazard.
Face Full of Beaver.
People complain about that?
What was the last one?
Face Full of Beaver.
Face Full of Beaver is fantastic.
It's a good band
Charlie,
name.
Charlie, these are great band names. How can you not have heard one you like so far?
No, I got to pass it from to the guys first.
You got
to
get a vote on it from the guys who named their band. What was it?
Oh, Will for Power.
Will for Power.
Oh, you can go to KROQ.com, the Kevin and Bean section, and go to the sites page, and you'll see a picture of all of our interns, including the lovely Charlie Marley, who's in the studio right now. Here's one from someone who's seen the picture. How about the band could be called She Sounds Stoned or Blindfold with Dental Floss? How about those for band names? So thanks to Steve for that. And also, Jason, he delicately suggested, maybe this is a good name for a death metal band. I don't know. Bloodfart could be the name.
Oh, right now. So excellent.
Let's go take some calls.
Let's go to Lucas and Playa del Rey. Good morning, Lucas.
Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Okay, little preface. My cousin Gary always intended to start this band, but I don't think he's ever going to.
Okay.
So I gift it to you. It's called God's Genitals.
God's Genitals.
Wow.
I like it.
That'd be big,
very good.
Right?
All right.
Thank you very much.
Very big.
Very enormous.
Lisa. Huge. Let's go to Alex, who is calling from Hollywood. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, guys.
Looking for a band name.
Okay, I have two of them for you. My first one is Sloppy Second Joes.
Sloppy Second Joes?
Yes.
Okay.
And the second one would be Gay Witches for Abortion.
Gay Witches for Abortion.
That is
God.
Pretty metal.
All right?
Yeah, that's good.
Everyone's got a band name. It's awesome.
How about Sam in Garden Grove? Good morning, Sam.
Morning. What about Tofu Grip?
Tofu Grip is good.
That's good.
That's good. I like that. How about Boner Rigor Mortis? While we're talking about metal. Come on. That'd be a good band name. We're giving you gold here. Let's go to Ted in Van Nuys. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning.
Band name?
Got the perfect band name. Okay. Prison Finger.
Prison Finger.
Wow. Wow.
Nothing's more violating than that.
No kidding.
No, you're right. That is a great band name. By the way, speaking of Ted, I saw an album the other day by a band called Shaky Ted, which I thought was a pretty good band name.
Oh, I like that.
But that one's already taken.
Yeah. What about the Face Melters?
Face Melters.
That kind of makes sense with your kind of music, right? Dark Nubian Hoots? How about that? Let's try Christine in Anaheim. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Band name, please.
Crimson Tide.
Yay. Too much University of Alabama connotation to that. You can't. You can't. You just can't use it. It's too recognizable, too famous for something else.
How about Ballsack Road Rash?
Sure.
That's fine. A good band name.
That one sounds good.
Well, why do they put Goat Whore on hold? We already... Oh, that's not Goat Whore. Sorry.
Nope.
I read that wrong. Tina in Los Angeles?
Hello, hello. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Band name?
All right. The Gore Whores.
The Gore Whores.
Gore Whores.
Now, what's that mean? What's that all about?
I don't know. You guys like some gory stuff. You guys love whores.
Whores that are servicing Al Gore?
Okay.
Perhaps?
I think my favorite is Prison Finger so far. I got to tell you.
That's a great name.
That's a sweet name.
What about Blood Mustache?
Ew.
That has bad connotations.
No?
No.
Boner Repellent?
The dreadlocks are already a boner repellent.
How about Brock Lesnar's Spank Towel? Come on, that's a good band name. Are any of these striking you? Are any of these striking you as good band names?
What do we have to do for you, Charlie Marley?
Decrepit Moose Knuckle. What?
What was that one? It was like bloody something, like bloody tampon or something.
Oh, blood fart. It's blood fart.
I don't know. You said no. Nicole. No.
Blood fart?
I didn't
blood
say.
Blood fart. I like blood fart.
Oh.
Come on.
Of course you do.
Wow. Wow.
All right, listen, here's what we want you to do. We're going to give you these on a list, and we need you to take them to the rest of the band and see what you come up with. But, I mean, we are giving you gold here. This is not a service we provide for everybody, okay?
Okay.
We've been saving.
Kevin? I know you have one more. What?
We've been saving Faggy Ascot just for the right time, and I think this might be it.
Get worried now. Get all particular now, Kevin.
Can I say that one on the Airbnb?
You can't say Chink-182 if that's what you're asking.
No, you can. Shouldn't have said Gooks of Hazard.
These are just band names. Either. They're inappropriate band names. We're saying they're inappropriate. What's wrong with you?
When the lawyers
said
call,
that before.
I was not on board.
I would pee my pants.
5 till 9, time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
apologize to everyone, everywhere. This is a great list. Are you familiar with Paper Magazine?
Yes.
It's a pop culture sort of cool magazine. They have come up with their list of the top 10 worst nude scenes of all time in movies.
Excellent. Worst, okay.
Excellent. Top 10 worst nude movie scenes of all time. Here is your top 10. Patrick Dempsey in Some Girls.
Don't know that one.
Mm-mm. He was scrawny and miserable in back in the day.
I just threw up.
Not a big winner. Number 9, Jay North in Maya. Jay North was the little kid who played Dennis the Menace in the old TV series.
Oh, yeah.
And when he got into his 20s, he did this horrible movie called Maya, and he got naked in it.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Number 8, Jessica Tandy in Camilla.
Oh! How old was she?
She was about 11 when she was nude in that.
God, I haven't seen any of these.
Number 7, Terry Bradshaw in Failure to Launch.
I saw that.
You
that
saw the
awful.
Matthew McConaughey Girl Looks Like a Foot movie.
That's right.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah. You saw Terry Bradshaw naked.
Yeah.
More than you wanted to.
And wasn't the fatty fat fat in there with him?
She wasn't naked in it, though.
Oh.
Kathy Bates?
I thought she was.
Burgess Meredith in Such Good Friends. A movie called Such Good Friends was number 6 on the list.
He was TV's The Penguin?
That's right. On the TV show Batman. Also Mickey to Rocky in the Rocky movies. He was his trainer. You don't want to see Mickey naked?
No.
Nope.
Julie Andrews in S.O.B. She shows her boobs off
but
in that movie.
But they were nice.
Still.
Very famous scene.
Still not, not anything you want to see. One of the last films that Sir John Gielgud made was called Prospero's Books.
That's right.
And he got naked in that. We didn't really need to see it.
Okay.
Kathy Bates has a couple of them. But the one that sticks out most for this particular list is At Play in the Fields of the Lord. You don't want to see her naked in that. But she also was naked in About Schmidt.
Yeah,
well, she was in the jacuzzi in the hot tub. Yeah. Donald Sutherland in Space Cowboys.
They all got naked.
They're all
sad, saggy butts.
Yeah, that was horrible.
That was the astronaut movie about the
Clint Eastwood, James Garner, Donald Sutherland film about the old astronauts going up into space.
I didn't see that one.
In order to rescue
it's a funny.
It's a good movie, yeah. But you don't see Donald Sutherland's flabby ass.
Nope.
And number 1 of the top 10 worst movie nude scenes of all time just happened last year. Philip Seymour Hoffman in Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. You can check that out on DVD, and your eyes will never forgive you.
He's a great actor,
a good movie
but
too.
He's
good
just
movie.
Getting bigger by the movie, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. He doesn't strike me as a guy who spends a lot of time with personal maintenance.
You think?
You see him in the award shows on the red carpet, and his shirt's kind of tucked out, his hair's not combed.
He's sloppy to begin with.
He didn't bother to shave.
No.
He's not real concerned with that stuff.
I ran into him at the Gooks of Hazzard show.
Oh, stop it!
Seriously, the world tour. It was cool.
American Idol fans, a lot of girls think David Hernandez is dreamy. He's one of the male contestants in the top 20. David Hernandez is his name.
Is he the gay dude?
Well, I thought he was. I was watching with my wife, and I said, that dude's gay. She's like, no, he's not. He's sexy. She said, I have better gaydar than you. He's not gay.
Has your experience shown you that she has better gaydar than you?
We haven't really compared it. We haven't really played the game, who's gay. We were just sitting on the couch, and I said, I think that dude's gay. She's like, nah. Well, it came out today that David Hernandez, aspiring actor, used to entertain people in another way.
Yes.
He used to strip all his clothes off and do lap dances for men at a club called Dick's Cabaret.
I guess everybody does love Dick.
It's a club in Glendale, Arizona, where he once worked as a stripper, appearing fully nude and performing lap dances for what the manager, Gordy Bryan, says was a mostly male clientele.
Balls.
No word from the American Idol people whether they care about this or not, but I thought if you're a fan and you're watching tonight, I don't know if tonight's boys' night or not, but you can check out David and imagine him with his clothes off.
Has your wife called you yet today and given up and said...
I shot her an email, Ren.
I was wrong, you were right?
I sent her a link to the story, and she was like, damn, I thought you were so cute. So, she has admitted I was right.
I think they, just based on how they treated little Frenchie Davis with the topless photos on the internet, I almost feel like they'd have to let him go if...
But these aren't there's no photos of him naked.
Yeah, I think that makes a difference.
Really? Photos make a difference?
Hers was a pay-per-view porn site that she was appearing on.
I thought it was a morals clause. It was the behavior rather than the evidence. What was left over for proof.
But doesn't there have to be evidence?
Well, then why wouldn't Antonella Barba have been booted off when her nude picture's all over the internet?
Those weren't just nude, Antonella Barba. Those were...
Yeah.
action shots.
No, that's not true. The only legitimate ones, the only ones that were believed to actually be her were just her, you know, with her hands over her boobs and stuff like that. It wasn't hardcore at all. The sex one wasn't her.
Yeah. Did you see her
until Barbara?
But Frenchie was just posing naked. She wasn't doing anything either.
Yeah, I don't know what
they're
going
to
do
with this. Why do you hate sex,
Bean?
Why are you so
anti-sex? I'm just saying. I'd like to see them be consistent. Either not care.
Nude men in American Idol.
Nope. Either not care what they've done previous to getting on the stage, or be consistent with the rules. It shouldn't be this guy goes down for it and this guy doesn't.
Oh.
Who goes down here? What?
Poor choice of words.
All the guys go down for it. That's what I want.
Television.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Balls.
Well, Bean wants more nude men. That's all.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's what we learned today.
That's what I'm getting
at. I'm just saying if you fire Frenchie, you should fire this dude, too. That's what I'm saying.
She was huge.
Yeah, she was fat. That is a good point.
I'd rather get a lap dance from David Hernandez than I would have from Frenchie. That's all I'm saying. Speaking of American Idol, Simon Cowell did an interview with Glamour magazine where he said he turned down a $2 million offer to endorse Viagra. He said it wasn't because of the nature of the product. It was because it was too little money. It was an effing insult, he said. What does it take to get Simon Cowell to hold up your product if it's not $2 million?
I don't even buy that.
No kidding. I would endorse Viagra with David Hernandez for $2 million. I'd show you it in action for $2 million.
Remember this about Simon Cowell.
Having smelly genitals is a huge turnoff to women.
That's right. He used to have Stink Away or whatever that product was in his pants.
Odor-free Notaro. Junk.
Notaro. Yeah, we found out that he was keeping that in his top drawer. Because no one wants smelly genitals.
Smelly genitals, by the way, another good band name.
There you go. Better than those horrible ones you were saying before.
I was in a... one time I was down on Wilshire Boulevard in... whatever that drug store is down there. I don't remember what it is.
It sounds like a bad beginning to a story.
I'm going to put money against this story
now. I was trying to find ways to get my genitals to stop from smelling.
No. I was in the drug store there on Wilshire. I can't remember what the name of the store is. But Simon Cowell was in the line next to me. And he had this girl with him who couldn't have... I mean, I assume she was a day over 18, but she really did look that young. Yeah. She could not keep her hands off of this dude while they're standing in line at the drug store. She was rubbing his chest and everything and his hair and just hugging on him and stuff. I mean, she couldn't wait to get him back to the hotel or wherever they were going.
Fame is good.
I was thinking. The guy's got the... He's got the hookup, man.
Fame is good. Fame's good unless you're Tobey Maguire. Have you ever seen this dude? No one looks less happy to be him than Tobey Maguire does.
He does look pretty miserable.
Yeah.
Always. Every time he's out in the paparazzi take a picture of him, he's just surly and just cranky and doesn't want to be alive. Just seems like a miserable bastard to me. Anyway, great story coming out of the San Francisco Post-Chronicle that if you go to Tobey Maguire's house, you have to wear canvas or plastic shoes because he has enacted a strict no-leather policy in his home. Can't wear leather shoes into his house.
Because of the cattle thing?
He's a longtime vegan.
Oh, okay.
And he says the smell of leather makes him violently ill.
Oh, my God.
So if you wear a leather belt or shoes into his house, he gets violently ill.
I think he's a big germaphobe, too. Like, getting freaky about it.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Howard Hughes.
Yeah, he's kind of headed that way.
I would like to go into his house just wearing entrails. Just wearing, like, an entrail suit. Just like intestines and livers and spleen.
Do they make entrail suits?
I do not. It's my new clothing line.
By the way, wearing entrails.
There's the band name for you.
I wonder how he... I mean, you can control the environment a little bit at your house, but what happens if he's on a movie set and there's leather outfits or whatever that are required for the characters? What does he do then?
I guess he combs his hair forward and does a dance.
Emo Spidey.
Yeah. I want to give you a quick mention once again. If you're a fan of The X-Files, like a lot of us are here on this show, the Paley Center for Media has just added an evening with The X-Files to its television festival this year. It's going to be on Wednesday, March 26th, as part of the 21st annual William S. Paley Television Festival. So far, creator Chris Carter and executive producer Frank Spotnitz will be there, and it hasn't been announced yet, but I think it's an excellent chance you may get to meet some of the cast members. Wink, wink, of that show.
Like Smoking Great. Man?
Because not only are they doing a retrospective look at the classic television series, but they will do a sneak preview of the upcoming X-Files movie that will be coming out this summer.
I have a clip from that.
You do?
Sneak preview.
Oh,
yeah.
No, you
yeah.
don't.
Yeah, Eric.
Not a
905. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of something for me, man. Yeah, I got these guys I want you to double cross for me. They did me some wrong in the past,
the
so yeah, I'm going to take care of them, dude, all right? So I'm going to send you... to go make a fake drug deal, all right? I want you to take care of this for me, man, all right? Yeah, you'll get paid. You'll get paid plenty, all right? Just take care of this for me, dude, all right? Everything's going to be okay, all right? Say hi to the family for me, okay? Yeah, man. Everything's going to go down smoothly, dude. Double cross.
Double cross.
All right, man. I got to go. Later.
Yeah, there you go.
New X-Files
movie.
That's
from the new X-Files movie,
yep.
Really?
Yeah. That's the company.
Yeah. You can go to ticketweb.com for more details on how to buy tickets for that event. Tickets go on sale today for that.
Look who has the Lysol.
Yeah, look at you. I'm going to bring in my own.
How about that?
I'm bringing in my own. How about that?
Ooh.
How about that? I'm spraying it on you right now.
What's going on behind the scenes is every time Kevin plays that, every time Kevin wastes a minute of our time with the Omar clip, Ralph usually picks up the Lysol here in the studio and just bombards him with it.
Sprays him with it.
Smokes him out with it.
That's how you train an animal.
That's right. Yes.
And a quick TV highlight tonight I want to mention. Tonight at 11 o'clock on TBS, the final season episode for 10 Items or Less will be airing, and I happen to be a special guest star on that show. So
he's a fake.
If you're awake at 11 p.m. tonight, tune into TBS and take a look. See me in a goatee.
Do you say anything about being a bloodbath?
I don't see bloodbath in this particular one.
That's
no.
Too bad.
No. Today's celebrity birthdays. Evan Dando from the Lemonheads is 41 years old today. Steven Weber, very talented actor. He is 47.
Sisters.
What?
What? From Brothers and Sisters.
Oh,
Lisa.
Lisa.
Rich fantasy world you live in where that show exists.
Remember Michael T. Williamson who played Bubba in Forrest Gump?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Shrimp salad, shrimp sandwich, barbecue shrimp, sauteed shrimp, shrimp, shrimp on a Barbie, shrimp on a screen.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude.
Wasn't he charged with and then later acquitted of murder or some other heinous crime
some
at some point,
house
Ralph?
Party in L.A.,
yeah, I think he was.
Rad.
He's 48 years old today. Trisha Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond turns 50, and Catherine O'Hara is 54. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Here's why we're lucky to be living in the golden age of technology. Any song that you hear on K-Rock, you can own for less than a buck through iTunes. I mean, that's a pretty that's the first time that's ever happened, where you could do that in history.
Or if you want to play the game with us, you can win 106.7 free songs on iTunes from K-Rock. 106.7 songs.
That's wonderful.
May be better. 1-800-520-1067. You can call now. We are looking for contestants for our new game called I in the Title.
Loading up songs that you need. Put them all on your iPod. Got a bunch, but now you want some for free. Well, you'll get them if you win this game. It's the I in the title. It's the name of the song. Can you tell us the tune that we are playing? I bet you'll feel like an asshole if we tell you you're wrong. To name the I in the title.
Wow.
Did Ralph lose a bet? Why don't we lower that into his key?
I don't know.
How did he say? It sounded like it was really hard for him to sing that high.
Sounds like a little bit of a reach. All right, here's the way the game is played at 1-800-520-1067. We're going to play a clip of a song that we play here on K-Rock. All you have to do is give us the title and artist of the song. Here's the hint. They all have the word I in the title, okay?
Either spell sounds, I or E-Y-E.
Okay.
Either way, that's right. So all you have to do is come up with that, and then you're in the drawing to win the 106.7 free songs on iTunes from the world-famous K-Rock. And we'll start with contestant number one, who is who.
We're calling the game I in the Title.
We don't need to hear the theme again.
We're
set.
Oh, all right.
No, we're fine.
Let's start with Al in Riverside. Good morning, Al.
It's me. Good morning. Hey, guys.
Hi,
hey,
Al.
All right, here's a song that we are playing or used to play on K-Rock with I in the Title. You ready?
Sure.
There you go.
Lord, I baked up my whole paycheck, and I know why.
All right, title and artist, Al.
Because I Got High?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's his name? Because I Got High. What?
That's a song. Dude had some hair.
It's an old black guy.
Yeah, it is. Afro Man was the name.
He's not an old black man, though. He's a young black man. But
He just looked old. He just lived hard is what happened. Nice try, though, Al. Thank you for playing the game.
Blake in Redlands, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Blake, you see how it works? See, it had I in the title, right?
I got it.
That's why we call it I in the title. Here you go.
Right.
Sometimes time doesn't heal. No, not at all. Just stand still while we fall.
Tylan Artist.
Jack Johnson.
Yep.
Crap. I don't know the name of the song.
Mm.
Oh. This has both in it. This has If I Had Eyes has both
that's
of them.
Right.
In it,
but. Yeah, that's what we were looking for. Jack Johnson, indeed. Nice nice try. So far, 0 for 2. Let's see what Jennifer's got. It's I in the title on the world famous K-Rock. Good morning, Jen.
What's going on, guys? How
nice it up.
Hi, Jennifer.
I in the title. Here's your song.
When I Come Around.
Yes.
By, oh my goodness.
Oh, you better
it's my friend's daughter's favorite band.
You better.
Hold on a second.
You better.
And what are they called? What's the name of the band?
Oh, my
God.
Come on.
Come on. Huh?
Yes!
Yes!
She came up with it just a second before the buzzer. Yes, you are in the drawing to win the 106.7 free songs from iTunes. Nice job.
All right, hold on. Let's go to Kara in Santa Monica. Good morning, Kara.
Hey, how you going?
Good.
We are going good.
How are you going?
I'm Steffel.
Here's your eye in the title.
I want to let go of the pain I felt so long.
Somewhere I Belong by Linkin Park.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Well done.
Nicely done.
Well done.
Playing
all
tonight
right,
so at Staples, by the way.
We got Jennifer. We got Kara. Now let's see what Robert is up to on the Kevin DeMune Show. Hey, Robert, you ready for I in the title?
You got it, party people.
Here
ring
right.
it on.
Here you go.
I've been waiting for the silence all night long. It's just a matter of time.
Title and artist.
Lazy Eye.
Yes.
Shoot. Oh, my gosh. It's Lazy Eye from...
They played a couple of K-Rock shows. Silver Sun Pickups is the name of the band we were looking for.
Yeah,
sorry. Robert.
You had the right song, though. Nice try. Thank you anyway.
Cat Corbin just took her life. That's her favorite band. George in Lawndale. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, George.
You ready for I in the title?
Sure. Ready to go?
Say it. Here you go.
It all comes back to you. You're bound to get what you deserve. Try and test that. You're bound to get served.
Sublime What I Got.
Nicely done.
See, he's cool.
Hey, Ryan,
he
what's
is
up?
Cool.
Nicely done.
Hey, Ryan, what's up? I
Shout out.
Same hi to a friend of his.
What do we have? We got time for one more?
Sure. Rob?
Yeah.
In Arcadia.
Okay.
I in the title. Here's your song.
To stay alive, leave me alone. I feel alive. I don't want to be good.
All right. Title and artist.
That's Offspring.
Yeah.
That's correct. Name of the song is?
No clue. Sorry.
That's All I Want is the name of that song. Nice nice try, though. All right, so if I'm not mistaken here, we got George, we got Jennifer, and we got Kara. Is that right? They're all on the drawing here that Lisa's going to do for us right now.
Yep, and the winner is Kara in Santa Monica.
Kara in Santa Monica. Kara, congratulations.
Thanks.
You got 106.7 free songs on iTunes from K-Rock.
Sweet.
You are our winner.
Thanks, guys.
Hold on. We'll give you the details, all right?
Great.
And thank you for playing I in the title.
What is it you're going to mock me about now?
Well, we have several Bean features. He's like a little puppy that demands to be beaten. I don't know why he demands it.
No,
but
no puppy demands to be beaten. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's correct. Except for you, who demand to be beaten, and then
you've already done What's Up with Bean's blog. You've already done that in the last week or so. What can be left to mock me?
Here's
for?
The thing. We used to think that Bean's blog would keep all of his various interests away from us. Because
it would be a release valve,
yes,
essentially.
Because when we're listening to songs, or you're listening to songs, we're in the room, and Bean just says whatever comes to his head. There's no conversation going on about any of the topics.
Nope.
He just brings stuff up. So we thought, yeah, blog, that'll be great. You can put all of that in there. That doesn't really work that way. Now he blogs, and he puts all that meaningless stuff there, also with no eye whatsoever toward to the receiver or what they might think. He says things to us.
He and just barfs his brain onto us.
He barfs his brain.
Wow. Wow. Wow, that hurts.
That
is
right?
A good description.
But I have been sensitive to your complaints about thanks for the info, Bean.
Really?
I guess is probably where you're headed for this. I've been sensitive to that in the past, and I have made a conscious effort to really zip it up in the
really?
Last couple of months. I mean,
you zipped it up.
I am telling you that I don't speak unless it's essential, unless it's necessary, unless it's gold.
I write down word for word when Bean says something. It comes out of the blue. No one's having a discussion about whatever the topic is. He just says the most random things. I write them down. I write down specifically how he says it word for word. forward, and then I write down if stupid Lisa has to respond to him. I say
I'm
Lisa or Mike or whoever. So here's another rousing rendition of
Thanks for That Info Bean.
By the way, out of nowhere, by the way, my favorite IHOP and my second favorite Denny's both closed in the last couple of months. And then I put in parentheses, no one says anything, and then Bean continues. I don't know what's going on, but it's disturbing.
Well, it is. Thanks for That Info Bean.
That's you as zipped a, up? Is that what that is?
As a matter of fact, it is. Come on, Kevin. If you had a favorite restaurant that closed down, you might mention that to coworkers that you're friends with, right?
I don't think so.
Really?
And then okay. Your second favorite Denny's?
Yeah.
Does that really?
Favorite IHOP, second favorite Denny's.
Second favorite Denny's.
Yeah.
Do we need to know about
but
that?
But when both of those close that close together, it's like a knockout punch to Bean. Wow.
Call Marianne Cotillard. You might have a conspiracy theory about this because something's going on.
Bean was in the studio with us and he said, wistfully, I miss my microwave.
Thanks for That Info, Bean.
You have a great microwave at home. That is true.
Why am I just now finding out about the Hello Kitty AK-47?
Thanks for That Info, Bean.
No one's talking about anything. Bean says, I love pistachios.
Oh, thanks for That Info, Bean.
This is one where Mike ruined it for us. Oh, see, I have everyone trained. I tell Lisa, I tell Mike, do not respond to him. You have to ignore him.
He gives me the look of death whenever I do.
Guys, I'm going to do the Bean voice. Guys, I'm reading about a place I have to go. It's the Mustard Museum in Mount Hook, Washington. I don't say anything. Lisa doesn't say anything. Mike says, do you even like mustard? Bean says, there are 400 different types of mustard. That's how that went word for word.
Thanks for That Info, Bean.
I'm glad you brought that up because I had forgotten about that conversation. I need to now make a note to definitely head to the Mustard Museum.
This is Bean zipped up, by the way. I baked a delicious pumpkin spice bread yesterday.
Oh, God.
And then no one said anything, and then Bean said, it came out so great.
Thanks for That Info, Bean.
You know, if I said that,
I know.
If I said that,
I know.
Here, Bean would tell me to call someone on the phone
yes,
and
he
shut
would.
Up.
He's the worst at that.
Oh, Bean, you bastard. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh, come on.
I still don't believe airplanes can fly. I think they just sit still and spin the earth.
What? Thanks for That Info, Bean.
Wrote it down word for word.
Honest to God.
Why are eggs so good?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Bean, seriously? No one cares.
Why are eggs so good? It's well, the unanswerable question. It's like saying, why is a song good? There's no answer to that.
He
it just
that
is.
He does that too, by the way. He does it all.
He says he doesn't force his blog on us, but this is a Thanks for That Info, Bean, word for word. Today's the 150th post of my blog. And then Lisa, upset, says to Bean, what are we supposed to do with that? And Bean responds, it's just a nice round number. Yeah. I like it.
Now we're into favorite numbers.
Thanks for That Info, Bean.
You guys are making stuff up now
no,
at this
I
point.
Remember
you guys, Mike, you remember this
these.
Stuff, right?
100%.
Lisa, you remember these?
Yes.
All right. Here's one from a recent week. I hate getting outbid on eBay.
Now, well, who doesn't?
I guess that would be all right if we were talking about eBay in any way, shape, or form.
Or if you had something interesting that you were bidding on. Didn't bother with that piece of information.
There's no follow-up on that.
Nothing.
And finally, and maybe best, just out of the blue, Mike looked at me like, are you effing kidding me? So I wrote down, I think Wally is a great name for a dog.
Where the hell did that
come from? Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up,
Come on.
Shut up.
Come on. You think we were talking about dogs or dog names or any of the above?
I hope.
Nope, came out of silence.
Not a thing.
I think Wally is a great name for
but
a dog.
But isn't truth the best defense? Is if Wally is, in fact, a great name for a dog, then I think the defendant is innocent.
Thanks for That Info, Bean.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
Lost Via Domos is the new survival adventure video game based on the hit TV show called Lost. It lets you unravel the mysteries and survive on the island to find your way home. If you're a Lost fan,
Is it possible to find your way home?
Is it possible to unravel the mysteries?
I don't know the answer to that, but you do get a copy of the Lost, the video game, on the platform of your choice. 1-800-520-1067. Plus, we'll throw in a Kevin and Bean What It Do Nephew t-shirt because this feature is called What It Do Nephew.
Matt in Huntington Beach, good morning.
How you doing, guys? What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, it's time to put Madden on suicide watch.
Yeah, we heard.
Yeah, Brett Favre's going down.
Brett Favre retiring.
Brett Favre going down
would make Madden happy, but you're talking about he's retiring.
Yeah.
Now, did he retire before and then unretire? He never has retired.
He's never officially announced.
He questioned it, but he's never truly said he was going to retire.
Now he came out and said, that's it, I'm done.
He said he was mentally tired.
I've been mentally tired my whole life.
He's got a team around him.
We all know that guy.
First time in 5 years, he's finally got a team, and now he decides he's going to pack it in.
Yeah, one game away from the Super Bowl, and he decides to retire.
I think it's a much bigger question mark to say, if we win one game in the Super Bowl this year, we'll do it again next year, though, don't you? I mean, that's a long
way. He's got more of a shot than he's had in the past four seasons.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He was stuck with some dogs of a team there for a while.
Yeah, and he had a great individual year, too. I mean, it's not like his skills have diminished. So
very strange.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame. The game will miss a guy like Brett Favre. I mean, he's one of the superstars, one of the people you enjoy watching.
Let's go to Cindy in Riverside. Good morning, Cindy. What'd it do?
So I was listening to Paula Abdul on a radio station, and while they were interviewing her, she fell off the chair and blamed it on shiny pants.
Blamed it on what? Shiny pants?
Yeah, that she was wearing shiny pants, and that's why she fell off.
Awesome.
She should blame it on whatever's in that Coca-Cola cup she's drinking on American Idol is what she should blame it on.
Nothing but Coke, my friend. Nothing but Coke. She's never been high. She says. Mm-hmm.
That's what she says. By the way, we were very upset, Ralph and I, the first, 7 or 8 episodes of American Idol this season because she seemed very lucid. And lately, though, she's starting to revert back to old Paula. Like, would you say, Ralph, the last 2 episodes or something, she's starting to get a little loopy?
Well, I said at the beginning, the first half a dozen or episodes or so are all videotaped. They're all from the auditions from around the country so they can edit them. But these shows are live. That's when you get to see what Paula's really made.
I gotcha. Fantastic. I'm glad she's good again. I like that. Taylor in Orange, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What did it do?
What did you do, nephew? So yesterday morning, I was walking to a liquor store down the street from my house, and a homeless guy in a wheelchair rolls up inside, and he tries to rob the liquor store with a knife.
The guy in the wheelchair had a knife?
Yeah, the guy in the wheelchair had a knife, and he tried to rob the liquor store.
Right.
And the liquor store clerk walked around the counter, pushed him out the front door, and then they called the police. And the guy was found sitting around the corner at a bus stop.
Worst criminal ever.
Sad.
Worst criminal ever.
That is the worst criminal ever.
Give me all your money. Yeah, pal. Here we go. I'm going to wheel you out the front door.
I'm serious. I'll stab you. If you get anywhere near the front of me.
If I could turn around right now.
You'd be in a lot of trouble, mister. I like that.
Well, I hope you conducted a citizen's arrest on him.
Let's go to Bob in West L.A. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What'd it do?
Real quick, I work with a guy that makes Bean seem normal.
Oh,
this guy actually brought up a reference pertaining to alligator feces that was used as a prophylactic back in the day.
Wow.
To keep from getting, well...
Bean, have you or have you not read an article on that recently?
I haven't. Could you send me the info on that?
I don't think that's the point. Thank you for the call, Bob.
Yeah.
How badly do you not want to get pregnant, by the way, if you're using alligator feces as a prophylactic?
Sure seems like there's easier ways, doesn't it?
Seems like it.
I'm gonna pass tonight on sex then,
yeah.
Jason in Riverside, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Jason?
I was telling them, right now there's a big debate on like SportsCenter talking about LeBron James and Kobe Bryant. And I just think that Kobe Bryant has been shunned off for the last few years just because of Dean. He got busted cheating and breaking up with Shaq and everything. I wanted to know you guys' opinion.
You think he's gotten what because of that? Shut out?
Shunned off. He's been shunned off.
Shunned off.
You know, for the league MVP for the last.
Oh, I see. So you're saying he's good enough to be MVP, but they're not giving it to him because of his personal life.
He's got a tarnished rep.
Because of his personal history, exactly.
No,
exactly.
He has not. So, he has not won MVP the last couple seasons because the Lakers flat out haven't been good enough. That's the
He's never won league MVP. Last year, he had an 80-something point game.
I understand that, but the Lakers were barely a first-round team. That's the bottom line. I mean, if
I'm sorry.
But here's what's more important. Where were you on the day of his 81-point game?
I was washing dishes in my apartment.
But you had season tickets.
Yeah, my dad was there.
I see. But you just didn't go because you needed to wash dishes.
Yeah. I don't follow the stats day to day, but isn't LeBron James the leading scorer in the NBA this year so far?
I do not know.
I don't know. I know he's up there. I mean, that's a tough call.
He's phenomenal. And by the way, he is one of those guys who had all the promise in the world when he was drafted, and very rarely do those guys go on to live up to the potential that you expect from them. But I think he's exceeded expectations for what he's delivered in the league.
It is hard to be MVP, I think Mike is saying, on a losing for a losing cause. You know, it happens in all major sports. Usually the MVP is the guy who performs the best on the best performing team in a certain group of high performance.
Right. All right, let's close with John. He's an EMT out in Redlands, by the way. So imagine the crazy stuff he sees out there in the 909. Good morning, John.
See you, John.
Wow, John just hung up. Or did we just lose him?
I don't know. I don't know if we lost him or he hung up. But either way, he's an EMT. He was going to tell us about a guy that had a 5-pound weight stuck on his penis.
Ooh.
Good time. Call another day, won't you?
That's how Psycho Mike works out, by the way.
I want to thank all of our special guests on the show today. Speaking of the TV show Lost, how about Michael Emerson joining us today? He is so great on that show. And, of course, it's coming back with an all-new episode Thursday night at 9 on ABC. Thanks to Stephen Chow for joining us.
Hey.
WonderHowTo.com is the website if you want to check it out, with a special Kevin and Bean playlist of bizarre things that you might want to learn how to do, like how to get drunk really fast, for instance.
How to get a 5-pound weight off your penis.
That's correct, sure. Yeah. If that guy would have watched it, he would have known.
Thanks to Kevin's good friend, Sustainable Dave, for joining us, too. That guy sure isn't throwing away much trash.
Tell you,
sure isn't. His website is sustainabledave.org. Check it out, or just wait till we talk to him again the first week of April.
Can't wait for the April update.
Ralph, how did we find this?
Today was pretty interesting, Ralph. I don't know if you listened to it or not, but we found out that he's an Emmy Award-winning cameraman on this show, ER, and that he also drives a car on vegetable oil. I mean, the guy's an interesting dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure is.
I think I have to jump off of the bandwagon now if Bean's on. I can't do it. Tomorrow morning, Ralph, tell us about how you found this ex-Kids of Scientology.
It was a story in the L.A. Times yesterday.
L.A. Times.
They announced that Scientology's image is taking a beating lately, largely because, first and foremost, they discovered a manuscript in Germany that predates L. Ron Hubbard's writings by about 30 years about a religion, philosophy, basically very much like Scientology, called Scientology.
Same name?
With an I-E at the end instead of a Y. And so now they're speculating maybe L. Ron Hubbard was a plagiarist. And then on top of it, yesterday a new website debuted that is being run by the kids of Scientologists who have grown up and escaped, in their words, from the religion. And they're posting a lot of inside information about what they went through as kids in Scientology. XScientologyKids.com, I believe, is the website.
All right.
Interesting.
Tomorrow morning we're going to have one of them in the studio here, or not, depending on if Scientologists are listening. Also tomorrow, the mayor of South Pasadena, we're trying to get on the phone. Apparently they have no cussing week in South Pasadena.
A whole week?
No cussing week.
Maybe they should start with an hour.
I'm not sure exactly what's going on with this, except for that a 14-year-old kid on a unicycle came up with the idea.
Yeah, he rides a unicycle, and he believes that if you don't cuss in South Pas for a week, it's going to lead to no drugs, obviously.
It's a domino effect.
Yep.
No cussing leads to no drugs.
So, people in South Pasadena, watch your tongue.
How big a nerd is this kid, by the way, on the unicycle? How many wedgies has he received lifetime?
I know, but that's what's weird, that the mayor of South Pasadena is so into it. Why didn't somebody go, no, go back home, little boy?
Have you ever been to South Pas?
Come back on a bike.
They had a lot of time on their hands.
Do they?
Down there. Yeah.
All crime fixed, no homeless, no poor, nothing?
What's it here? It's 951 here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. It's 1955 in South Pasadena right now.
Wow. Yeah. How about that? And tomorrow morning we are going to feature a new artist here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's got quite the act. He has a solo drum show.
Wow.
He works in some comedy and also numerology.
Wow, this guy sounds great.
So that's tomorrow morning
on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's the name of the performer?
I don't think that's as important as his act.
No, I'm curious. I'd like to maybe look him up the internet, find out, where he's performing.
Solo drum show, numerology.
Sounds hysterical.
Comedy. Tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's the artist's name?
How is he built? What does he go by?
I'm the best comedian teller, and I can't say these jokes on the air, but I would say better jokes than you have never heard from me.
I'm all excited, brother.
Maybe I'm not that funny, but I'm funny.
God damn you, Kevin.
How does he keep talking you into letting him back on the show,
Kevin? He has a solo drum tour.
He can't play drums. He can't play flute.
That's
he can't
what
play
I'm recording. Saying.
He can't sing. He can't do any of it.
That's my point.
But he's got a new act now.
Yes.
With numerology and comedy.
Great.
What the hell
drum
is wrong
solo.
With you?
A drum solo in numerology.
Just what I thought. His act couldn't get any worse.
I'm getting stoned every day, every minute, and even though I don't get stoned, I'm stoned. Okay. Naturally.
All right.
Let's see, what's the most annoying aspect of popular music? What? Probably the drum solo. All right,
how
I'm
going to
do that now and tell bad jokes.
And just that.
And
I'm
numerology.
Leave out all the stuff that makes the drum solo tolerable and just do the drum solo.
And read your numbers.
Ralph, you love this. I was just speaking with Sam, and I said, so do you need a drum kit? Do we have to rent one? And he goes, no, I have a snare.
Yeah, just
and what
a
else?
Snare.
And he goes, a cymbal. And that's all he has.
I'm in.
Aaron Simple.
It's going to be a hell of a drum solo.
Okay.
You got me.
That's all tomorrow morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And
stay tuned now for the amazing Tammy Heidi.
No, actually, Kat Corbett is turns out coming up next. She's in for Tammy Heidi with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including The Bravery, also Rage Against the Machine, that great new song from Flogging Molly, Rise Against Jimmy Eat World, and more. It's all straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.